If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Three, two, one, burp.
I promise I'll reboard when there are no further acknowledgments. Thank you.
Kevin, God damn it.
It's a chronic condition of the bowel, and its symptoms are severe abdominal pain, alternating bowel problems, either chronic constipation or diarrhea or back and forth alternating. And sometimes the pain is so severe that, you know, it's hard to go out, go to social events. Sometimes you just want to lay in a ball in your bed and feel like you want to die.
I used to think flatulence was something to laugh about. Truth is, 300 million Americans a day expel gas through their anus. To learn more about flatulence, you can visit my ass.
And now...
You know what I have to say to that? Oh, I thought I was going to fart.
Our feature presentation...
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, good.
Why do you hate the Jews, Kevin?
Hanukkah! Hanukkah! Hanukkah!
Love the Jews, hate the song.
Hebrew things are gonna happen.
Oy vey. That's what she said.
Oy vey, oy vey. Hanukkah Jews outside my window. Hanukkah Jews behind the trees. I wish the rabbi could see that these Jews live really cheaply, and it's Hanukkah Jews outside my window plane.
Dreidel, 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 dreidel. Kosher, kosher, kosher. Shalom, festival of lights, festival of lights. Dreidel, 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 dreidel. Mitzvah, mitzvah. Shalom, Harvey Levin. Matzah, matzah. Sandy Koufax. Gefilte fish.
Hanukkah Jews outside my window. Hanukkah Jews behind the trees. Shalom.
Who would do something like that?
Jews.
Chocolate footsteps.
Oh.
Who smeared poo on K-Rock's bathroom floor? Chocolate footsteps.
Come on.
It was Doc or Jet the fish, probably. Chocolate footsteps. There is caca on the bathroom floor. Chocolate footsteps. Seriously, the toilet's like a foot away. Chocolate footsteps.
Okay. No, please. No, please.
Oh, come on. You can't say yes to one and no to another. Those this are both
is,
gold.
This is our greatest chance.
Yes, it is. And we've got a ton of them.
Most, I love
of, no update.
Most of them are repulsive.
No update on the Phantom Pooper, right? Phantom Pooper has left us for a while?
I don't think we've had a gift in a few days.
Okay.
We try to make it a positive thing around here, so we call
it
a gift.
Kind of Christmassy, really.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
Damn, no gift today.
No gift. But I would like to say, if you're heading to, just for people who work here at K-Rock, sorry for everyone else, but to those of you that work at K-Rock, if you're going to Ralph's party, maybe that would be a good place to.
Oh, there you go. Ralph's party this weekend. Oh, good idea.
No. Lay a gift. You know? Just a gift.
All right. Speaking of poop, and I'm not the poop fan that you guys are, but I could not help but see this story. You know, this time of year, you get lots of articles on exotic and unusual Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Right? Things that you can buy for people that, frankly, a lot of times you didn't even know existed, but they come out this time of year, and they're right for somebody out there. This one is not right for me.
Most of those, though, are for super rich. Right?
I mean, and this may be one of those as well, too. Okay. This is a couple of guys who have created something called the Gold Pill. It is a pill that is dipped in gold and filled with 24-karat gold leaf.
What do you
suppose the reason is you're supposed to take it?
I don't know.
Because you poo gold.
You poo gold.
Are you kidding me?
That's the goal. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Golden poo.
Have everybody come around and look in the toilet. Look what I did.
Exactly.
Think how much?
$425 for the pills.
That's a lot.
Wait
a minute. How many pills?
It doesn't say here. I don't know.
Because if you get, 50, now you're talking.
I don't think that would get you 50.
The advertisement says you're supposed to eat it to increase your self-worth, is what it says. And it makes sure, they advertise that it makes your poop sparkle.
Money doesn't guarantee taste.
Oh, really?
That's true.
That's one lesson we've learned today.
Oh, you say that because former sports guy Money, is a guy who would enjoy this very much because he's a guy who loves to show off his handiwork.
It would be great for him.
He's a guy who announces he's going to punish the porcelain.
I miss that more about money than anything else. And he used to come into my studio and go, come here. You got to see this. Look what I did in the bathroom. You got to see this. And
we'd be
high-fiving each other.
Yeah, I'm not amongst the high-fivers in the crowd. I don't really run out and grab people.
Did he make you ever go and see?
No, I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Mike would pass him in the hallway running in.
Why would I?
Most of the time when you go over to someone and you fart on them or near them so that it stinks, they say, hey, you jerk, you just made it stink in here. Money would waft your farts into his mouth and face and go, wow, oh, it's good stuff. Like he's appreciating fine wine. He would.
He's like a dog. Because dogs don't have bad smells.
Every time he would, what?
I mean, they don't, smells aren't bad to them.
Oh,
all
to
smells
them.
Are
okay.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, every time Money would go to the bathroom, though, Mike would be standing too close to the door. And as he opened it, he'd go, oh, whoa, hey, can I come in? Money would go, nope, sorry, not that good.
You guys. Well,
you brought up the golden poop pills.
But that's very different than the conversation it has devolved into.
Is there a golden poop guarantee? Because what if you take the pill and then...
Peanuts?
Nothing.
It doesn't say that. But
I don't know.
What's wrong with
thinking
you?
Thinking of options.
What if you're like me, you don't even need the pills. It's just naturally gold.
That's Mike for you. Mike loves Mike. Anyway, some of the people who are commenting, you know, you can leave comments on a story on this particular article are suggesting that you can accomplish the same goal by just wrapping gold glitter in a little piece of paper, pill size, and then swallowing that. And you can get the same benefit of the glitter traveling all the way through.
Who says that?
People who have left comments on this article on this particular website.
So they have read this, they've considered it, and then they said, can't really afford the gold. I wonder how else we could accomplish this.
I guess so.
They went to a craft store and bought everything glitter. That was gold, including glitter, and tried it all.
Well, they're suggesting that it would work. I don't know that they've said, hey, I've tried it, and here's what it looks like. I don't think anybody's asking for photos, but anyway,
about,
a gold pill.
What about Goldschlager?
Nope, Goldschlager doesn't do that.
Because it does have little sparklies in it, right?
It does, yeah. Well, at least in my case, it doesn't do that. It revolts the other direction.
Never gets that far.
No, I wish it did.
All right, we must change topics.
Hey, you brought it up.
But yep. I didn't know it was going to get like this.
Being the hater of poop,
where's that gold pill? I want that.
Device.com is the website. That's the letter D, Vice. Device.com has it.
D-V-I-C-E. All right.
So you're going to get that, try that out over the holidays and report back?
I'll let you know.
Okay, good.
Okay, good times.
good morning, everybody. It's 5:38. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Wednesday, the 12th of double December.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
Thank you very much.
All right.
On today's Kevin and Bean Show, funny man David Alan Greer.
Hi, we haven't seen him in a while.
We haven't.
He is funny.
That's true. He's going to be here talking about some stand-up in our studio. Speaking of people in our studios, Kat Von D will be here today.
Oh!
Really?
Ah!
Yes.
Everybody's excited but Dave.
She's trying to set a Guinness Book of World Records.
For? Something with tattoos?
Something with tattoos.
Okay.
Number of tattoos in an hour, 24 hours. I don't know.
I think 24 hours, which concerns us greatly.
Yeah,
That's not the type of thing you really should be going more for quality than for speed when it comes to tattoos.
I was talking to a friend of mine who wanted to be a part of this because he's always wanted to get a tattoo from her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And that was my point exactly. Is you know maybe schedule enough. You know you don't want to be number 179 on her way to 340. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like
exactly.
Scratching it out as fast as she can.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's one tattoo. I think she's giving everybody the same tattoo. I think it's going to be assembly line-like. I don't think you can walk in there and say, hey, I've got an idea of a panther jumping a rainbow, you know, and then they got to try to get that done in 20 minutes. Or whatever your idea
is. Is that what you've always wanted?
No, it was just the first thing that came to mind. Something elaborate and complex is not what's going to be happening here. I think it's going to be a small uniform tattoo.
We're also going to talk to the guy behind HBO's Cat House.
That is a fascinating show.
It sure is.
Which is basically legalized prostitution and with cameras in the room.
And there are people who go and visit and say, yeah, go ahead, put me on TV. It's weird.
And what's awesome about it, and I don't watch it all the time, but I've seen it a few times, is I want to ask him, although I'm sure I'll get the PR, you know, the same PR you get on the show. The girls are having the greatest time ever. The happiest hookers in the world on that show.
Yeah.
Not just happiest happiest people on the planet.
There's got to be a moment sometime where the girls are sitting there at the bar waiting for the next fat guy to come in that they have to have sex with for money. And they've got to be going, what are we doing? Seriously, this blows. Yeah. We got to get out of here. But you never see that. They're just delighted and happy and just loving it.
Yeah.
Makes you want to be a hooker, you know? So anyway, we're going to talk to him today. John C. Reilly from Walk Hard.
Love him.
This is too much show.
The Dewey Cox story.
Oh, Bean.
I don't know if you saw, but the Food Network, the Ace of Cakes, is having a Christmas special.
Oh, no,
he's back?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Bakes the hell out of that stuff. And it's time. Today's the day to call QVC.
Yay!
Uh-oh. That makes me very nervous.
Lisa May's Christmas gift every year is just one day, one random day. We pick a random time, and we call QVC without watching, without seeing what's on the screen. And whatever it happens to be is her gift. That's it. That's whatever they're selling at the time. It's a surprise bag.
And every year I'm so excited. And then every year it's like Charlie Brown in the football.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yank it away from me right at the last minute.
Has that ever really worked out for you, Lisa?
No.
Never in one gift you got that you thought was cool?
You got like bracelets and rings and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, but they were like turquoise.
Yeah, but like
I know a lot of them were bad.
Yeah, but like there was a ring that I liked. It had like three little diamonds, but then one of them fell out after a week.
What about the model of the Apollo 11 Moonlander? What about
I did trade that.
Traded it.
I traded that for a year of self-defense classes. So that actually did work out. Because I'm still taking those classes.
How much does a guy want that he's going to give you a year of self-defense classes?
I don't know, but it might have been the publicity they were looking for. Might have been that.
I got you.
USSD. Well, that,
you don't want to miss it.
Rocks.
You don't want to miss it, by the way, because that call is coming up in less than a half an hour. And we don't usually call this early, and I'm hoping that we're not going to accidentally get into their 2008 new cars or something.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Treadmill.
Yeah, it could be something good at 6 a.m. I don't know. We don't have the TV on.
But we'll do that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa, always, just like Charlie Brown, very excited about this. Can't wait to find out what it is. Almost always disappointed.
And it's a hat with a scarf wrapped around it with a leopard print.
For $17.
For $17.
For two. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next.
The annual Christmas call to QVC for Lisa's gift coming up after the news at 6. First, Ralph is here on Wednesday morning with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Paris Hilton isn't just an heiress. She's a lifesaver.
Oh, that's great news. Another celebrity saved a life?
Yes, Kevin. I know you wish everyone would just let everyone die, but
great news.
In this particular case, Paris was at Beecher's Madhouse in Miami. You know, they've been very popular in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I thought that was just at the Hard Rock.
Oh, they're moving around. They're expanding. And he was performance in Miami on Saturday night. And one of the actors named Robin Sherwood, who is a little dude, a little person.
Midget?
No! Oh, see what you've done?
What?
Now we're going to get angry midget calls.
We didn't
say
anything bad about
him. Phone.
Okay, now we did.
Had an accident on stage and sliced his leg open.
Uh-oh.
Paris immediately jumped into action, according to the New York Daily News.
No, she didn't.
She did?
No.
Here's what she did. She immediately screamed for everyone to move away, held his hand, and kept him calm until paramedics arrived.
No.
Wow, that is some fast thinking, Paris. Well done.
No. No. She didn't.
You know, I don't mean to be negative in any way, but a little person, little brain.
I think she would be the last person to help anyone for any reason.
Poor guy needed 50 stitches in his leg, Kevin.
Wow.
50 stitches.
Would have been dead if it weren't for Paris.
I was thinking, couldn't she have done a little bit more than just hold his hand until the paramedics arrived?
Maybe put some pressure on the wound.
You're not exactly, Dr. McSlappy or whatever that guy is when you're jumping in there. You know, could have cauterized the wound with a vibrator or something she had in her purse, couldn't she?
Seems like a midget could bleed out in about 10 minutes, too, by
the
way.
That's true. They only have,
that much blood.
And she's letting him recover in some nice digs. The Versace mansion in South Beach, where she's staying. That's where the little midget is recuperating.
I think she's doing well.
She's not doing the midget.
I'm asking.
I'm telling.
All right.
She's not doing a midget.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No. No. What? No.
You don't?
No.
So would you say that when you grow up, you'd want to be like Paris Hilton?
No.
See? That's the youth of America.
Kids love her.
Right. Right-thinking, God bless them. Wholesome young ladies.
Speaking of the little people, you know my date to the Acoustic Christmas Night number 2 was Yasmin, Miss Double December 2006, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of hers who was at the show ended up picking up one of the midgets and banging her. One of the little, remember we hired a bunch of little midgets to run around at the show? Ended up banging one of the little spinner midgets.
Sweet.
We hired him and just told him, run around.
Right. Just do like you do. Look, you're out of your cage. Hey, enjoy it.
Scurry. Scurry. You better goddamn scurry. We're paying you $20 an hour.
I knew I had to tell that story because Kevin would be so jealous.
One of the great regrets of my single life. You know, I have very few. Very happily married man. Love my wife deeply, madly.
And you did most of it.
Mostly everything you could do as a bachelor.
Yeah.
Never had me a midget.
Yeah.
I had some shorties, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But never a full-blown, you know, midget. That would have been spectacular.
Maybe your wife will understand, make a weekend away.
So give me a
pass.
A hall pass for a midget? Give me a midget pass.
It's not like you're going to leave her for the midget. I mean, it's pretty safe.
Damn, I wish she was listening. It'd be a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
She was up right now. She could just, make me
sign off on that.
Give me a little coupon in a box. You get one free midget bang.
Little coupon, little box.
Exactly. It comes in like a ring box. Shiloh Jolie Pitt.
Yes.
This is the natural child of Angeline and Brad. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this kid at all?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Pretty
yes,
little blonde.
Pretty great looking kid.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, these two together.
Sure.
Created a pretty good offspring. Well, Angelina tells Look magazine that her little girl is destined to become the outcast of the family. Because
why?
She's the only child of four with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Okay.
I'm surprised that matters to Angelina. I mean, that doesn't seem to be her thing.
She also says it's hard for her to be conscious of Shiloh's needs.
Oh, good.
Because Zahara, Pax, and Maddox are survivors. They've been adopted out of extreme poverty. But Shiloh's been privileged since the day she was born, so she has to remind herself to pay as much attention to Shiloh as the others. This kid's in for a world of hurt.
Aww.
Wow.
You're the outcast of the family, and I don't care about your needs.
Who are you again?
Where are the brown ones? Give me the brown. Give me a brown one. I want to hold one of the brown ones. Yeah. Don't take it on the kid because it came out of your vajayjay. All right.
So she's Angelina. Discriminating against white people is what's going on.
Basically,
here.
Basically, that's what's happening. That made me sad, that whole story. How cool is Jack Nicholson still at the age of 70?
Very.
All?
Cool. Just cool. He's so cool, he makes golf cool.
No. How does he do that? That's tough.
He gave an interview to Golf Digest, and they interviewed him basically about his game. And he talked about the fact that he has personalized balls. He's got personalized balls, the golf balls he plays with.
Oh, the golf balls.
Oh.
You know, everyone's got their own ball, so when you're out in the links with a foursome, whatever, you know whose ball belongs to whom.
Yeah, usually right.
What
go,
balls this man has.
Exactly.
Usually you just go, mine's the number 2 or whatever.
Right.
Identify it somehow.
Are stamped with the Joker on them.
Oh.
No. How cool is that? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
Joker.
Yeah.
And he's the Joker. And then there's the Joker.
I don't see the tie-in.
On the ball. Don't you see?
That's pretty good.
How is he? Is he? I mean, a lot of these celebrities that have the time to practice get pretty good.
He said he shot a round of 64 when he was in his 60s.
64?
That's pro level, 64. Yeah.
My best round ever, he said. I shot 64 at Lakeside with witnesses, fortunately. He said, but that was a total anomaly.
Dude.
Missed 2 greens all day, got up and got down both times. Sure, this that means something to someone who plays golf, but I have no idea what he's talking about.
This, by the way, every friend I have who plays golf, this is what screws them, is they have that one day that they shoot out of their minds, and then the rest of their life they're back in the 80s, and they just can't figure it out, and they have to keep trying to get back to that point.
Sometimes 90s, sometimes 110.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember this 64. One time I got shot a 64. I could do it again.
Isn't the goal in golf to shoot your age? I mean, isn't that what everybody shoots for?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he plays with a lot of celebrities, but Larry Bird from the Celtics won't play with him.
Why?
Because he doesn't play with fat bellies, Larry says.
Really?
He discriminates him because of his gut. He also said, I can play this game as well as Tiger Woods, Nicholson said.
Sure he can.
For a very short time.
For one shot.
Yes. He said, there's one shot a hole between me and the best golfers in the world, and 25 million other players between me and the best golfers in the world. He also said in a side note, interesting story, I thought, that of all the regrets he has that he's passed up over the years, He missed out on investing in sports. He said, I could have bought into the Yankees for $41 million at one point.
Wow.
And the Lakers for less.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Dude.
Wow.
So those are the regrets that he didn't recognize those investment opportunities at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I got a shocker for you.
Yes.
You know, I like to bring you the unvarnished truth when it comes to show business teams.
Sure. Sometimes it's painful.
It may be. This one may be. Okay. This may rock your world, but this might shatter your illusions.
All right.
Lauren Conrad of The Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tells Entertainment Weekly magazine. This is rough. That she's had to reenact scenes on the TV show.
No!
What?
God damn it, no!
Not everything is real that's happening on that show.
But it's reality TV.
I know, Lisa.
It's in the title.
She says, for instance, one night after clubbing, she mentioned that she made a phone call to Brody.
Mm-hmm.
But MTV didn't have the footage of the phone call.
Lost forever.
Lauren had to recreate her end of the phone call for the crew while they were filming it.
No!
But Lauren says it's not lying because it really happened. And that's
liars.
Just what happens on reality shows.
Liars.
So, sorry if I...
shattered.
If I broke your
heart. I can't go on.
Try, man. Try.
All right.
The holidays are coming. You don't want your kids to be orphaned. Today's celebrity birthdays... Bob Barker, game show host, legend, neuterer,
yes,
spader. He is 84 years old today.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Let's see who else got a birthday. Sheila E., remember her, the percussionist for Prince?
Yeah.
Wasn't she hot?
One of Prince's...
Prince's proteges. Yeah, she was his percussionist for a long time, then went out on her own and had a couple big hits. She's 48 years old today. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Blossom from the TV series by the same name is 32 years old today. And Jennifer Connelly.
Yes.
One of my longtime crushes. I liked her better when she was a little beefier, when she had a little weight on her.
Yeah.
A little too skinny these
days. She's getting too thin.
But still a beautiful, talented actress. She is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
A little nervous, just a little bit nervous.
Well, me too. I'm right there with you, buddy. It's K-Rock 106.7, KRQ, 6:07 Wednesday morning. David Alan Greer on the show today. Actor John C. Reilly, Dennis Hoff, who is, of course, the proprietor of the Cat House, the whorehouse on the HBO show, and Kat Von D all joining us. Maybe if we stall long enough, we won't have to make the time.
No, we got
to
do it.
Each year, this is our gift to Lisa May, and it's a Christmas tradition. Yeah, that's it. We call QVC. We do not look at the screen. We do not watch the channel. We do not know what they're selling right now. Whatever is on the TV screen at the moment we call is Lisa's gift.
Exactly.
Up to $75.
Up to $75.
No, we have never said that.
Up to $75.
We have never said that.
What are some of the things you've gotten in the past?
You should read the fine print, Lisa, before we make the call.
Well, so enjoyed.
One of my favorites are the gardening clogs.
Gardening clogs.
What? I got a couple of years ago. Those are attractive.
That's good.
I got this thing that I think it was a roaster, and we plugged it in, and it started smoking, so we unplugged it. That was that. I got a phonics game.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little camera, just a regular old camera. It was light blue.
Doesn't sound like you're
it
very
was for kids
grateful.
Or something.
Does it sound like she's grateful?
It sounds like she's complaining a little bit with her tone of voice, to be honest.
Beige purse in a pebble pattern.
Okay, that sounds really hot.
Hideous. I have gotten loads of turquoise jewelry.
Oh, yeah, the turquoise jewelry.
Southwestern.
They love...
The lamp was the best.
The lamp, yeah.
I still have the do-it-yourself Tiffany lampshade kit. That's
did
right.
You do
it's
it?
In my closet. Well, I figure one day I'll break a leg or something, and so you then I'll have time on
time.
My hands.
What about, didn't you have some kind of a window making?
No, that's what that was.
Oh, that's what that was.
That's what that is.
The lamp thing. Okay.
Yeah, and then Lisa, I had the ring with the stone that fell out.
Yeah.
What do you do with most of the gifts? Do you re-gift them? Do you throw them away? Where do they end up?
Well, if I can't trade them.
You tried to trade them?
I've tried to do on this show before. Yes, I traded them. You know, like the phonics game went to my nieces and nephews, and then there's always Goodwill.
It's always good.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for this year, but I've enjoyed talking about your gifts of past years, and we'll make the call again next December.
Ooh, and I got a mat.
A mat?
A couple of years ago that a listener actually called in and wanted. Like, I don't know. Like a hallway mat?
Welcome mat?
So, yeah, something like that.
All right, I see Mike dialing now, so here
we go. Yes,
we
have to do it.
QVC, whatever's on the screen is yours.
Gone. They hung up. Oh, well.
Okay. You guys,
well,
what a surprise. You cannot be quitters.
That's too bad.
Come on.
We really wanted
Come
to get you something.
Let's give it a shot.
Look, we tried, Mike, Lisa. What can we do? We can't do any more than dial the phone. If it doesn't go through, it's not our fault.
You could dial again.
That means QVC doesn't want you to have anything.
When we call Nigeria, we dial again.
Yeah, that's true.
Debbie, what's that, and would you like to order?
Hello, ma'am. This is Kevin and Bean. We work at K-Rock in Los Angeles. We're on the air, and we call QVC every year to get our coworker, Lisa May, whatever happens to be on the screen at the time that we call.
Right now.
So what do you have on the screen right now, ma'am?
Right,
because we're going to buy it.
Yes, right this second.
A diamond cut stud earring box, 14 karat gold for $19.75.
Ah! Oh, yeah! $19.75. That's fantastic. We'll take it. We'll take it. Fantastic.
I was not breathing there for just a second.
Ma'am, when we heard the words diamond cut, and we got very, very nervous for just a moment that it was going to be an extremely expensive item because we're committed to buy it no matter how much it costs.
You don't mean $1,975, do you?
No,
$19.75. Look at that.
Yeah, right up your alley.
That's the cheapest we've gotten away in years.
All right.
Can you tell us more about the earrings, please, ma'am?
These are 14-karat gold earrings, are crafted in a half-round diamond-cut bead design. Post and clutch for pierced ears only. Choice of 14-karat yellow, white, or rose gold. Measures 3/16 by 3/16 wide. It comes with a gift box.
Ooh, okay. A gift box. Well, that is good.
And they call it diamond cut because they cut out the diamonds before they send it to you.
Hey, if we called like 5 minutes ago, what was on right before this one?
Oh, let's see.
You can't go back.
I'm just asking.
Any more than
just
we
for
could.
For curiosity's sake.
Just wanna...
What was the last
one? Better or worse?
Is it all jewelry right now?
Right now, it's all jewelry. The shows before had multiple of different things. I really wasn't sure what came on prior.
All right. Okay, one more thing, ma'am, and we do have an account, and we're not wasting your time. We really are going to buy the item, but you offered a choice in colors or something. I want you to run those by so Lisa can make her selection again. Was it different colors of or kinds of gold you had?
It was a white, you know, like a silver white gold mm-hmm. and yellow uh-huh. and rose. Rose color is on a 45-day wait list.
What the hell is rose gold?
It's
a rosy color?
I've never seen that. Has anyone ever heard of that?
Is it like Black Hills gold?
Yeah, like that rose color.
Oh, you boys don't know anything. I'll take the white.
And how many sets of the white?
10.
Whoa. Just one. We're just buying one.
One. That's all she wants.
Oh, I'm sorry. One.
Jesus, I try, Lisa.
Wow.
One. All right, just one, yeah.
One.
Okay.
One.
Hey, by the way,
isn't that cheap? That's their Christmas present to me.
And by one, we don't mean a pair. We mean one.
No.
just a single earring.
They come together.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Lisa, one of our listeners just sent you and me a picture of the item. So you can actually see it from the QVC website, so we can actually see it. Yeah, those are not something I picture you wearing ever, but okay. I mean, that's fine, too.
Again.
All right. Ma'am, we are going to put you on hold, and one of our associates is going to pick up and give you the account number and the credit card information and all that. We thank you for talking to us. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season at QVC.
Oh, thank you. So where are you guys located at?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm from San Diego.
San Diego.
You are.
Okay.
Very cool.
That's in the same state and everything.
You
all right. Very good,
ma'am. All right. Hold on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Come on.
Oh, what a sigh of relief.
Yes.
I feel like I just dodged a... I feel like I just got pulled over by the cops and I got away without getting a ticket.
They let us go.
Yep. Those are hot. I'm looking at those. Those are really hot. Thanks, guys.
Are you going to even be able to re-gift those?
Maybe to my grandma.
Got an action-packed, very full show today, and I don't even care because we've already dodged the biggest bullet in the world.
Yes.
I feel so happy, so light, so fresh, so refreshed.
Sucks. I hate
it's
Christmas.
Best.
Oh, Lisa.
Stupid holiday.
Be so negative.
Crappy gift.
You know, we could mix it up and call Home Shopping Network next time and see what goes on there.
Why? We dodge a bullet every year with QVC.
I don't know. Just try to mix it up.
Why not?
I don't know, because so often end up with jewelry. I just think it'd be interesting to see what else they have. Because we don't do the home shopping. We usually do the QVC. Just throwing it out there for next year. That's all. Let's go to the email bag. You can write to any of us. All of our addresses are at krock.com. And by the way, if you have not checked the Kevin and Bean section of krock.com in a while, you ought to, because there are some very cool pictures from the Acoustic Christmas shows, not just from the acts on stage throughout the website, but pictures of stuff that we did at the show. Especially my favorite, I think, is the one of Haley from Paramore, who just looks so terrified to be in a photo between Psycho Mike and Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yeah, and they're real happy. You can see that they're on cloud nine. She's just looking for an exit.
Yep.
There's also a series of pictures with your stand-up, Bean, with your fake stand-up that we took with
us. I heard my cardboard stand-up had a huge night and got laid, from what I understand.
Go all the way to the bottom. If you look at those pictures, go all the way to the bottom, because the bottom picture is the best. It's well, it's Bean having gay sex.
Here's the best email I've received all year, and I want to thank very much David for sending it in. Dear Bean, you may already know about this future wonder of architecture, but located in the north of Sweden, there is a giant moose being constructed. The world's largest moose is set to be finished in late 2009. It'll be about 45 meters tall, which is much larger than a regular moose. This should prove to be very exciting for people who like the idea of being inside a moose, which I think describes you to a T. In any case, here's the giant moose website where you can watch the virtual video tour. Yes, do you think the Trojans will fall for it again? So I now have to go to Sweden in 2009 to see this. That's
don't
fantastic.
Get us started again on the world's largest BS that's not really the item.
Thank you, David, for the email on that. I appreciate it. Also for me, dear Bean, a while back you mentioned on the radio how much you like the fact that your microwave oven expresses enjoy on its screen once the food is finished and ready for you to eat. I want you to know that soon after that conversation on the radio, my son informed me that our microwave does the same thing. Now he loves our microwave as much as you seem to love yours. And additionally to that, he seems to now take your side on everything that you and Kevin argue about during the show. Have a great weekend. So there you go.
He's ruined.
Wow. I apologize to that family for making that happen. We were talking yesterday about naming a star after someone. It's the perfect holiday gift, really, if you're going to give them nothing. I wanted to call this morning to side with you all on how stupid and lame the whole idea is. If anyone gave that to me as a gift, I would disown them. Look, if you want to shell out $40 to $50 to show me how much you care about me, buy me a nice piece of jewelry or get me a Victoria's Secret gift certificate, because at least it's a gift that I can eventually wear.
Yes.
Right.
It's not that I'm not romantic, but seriously, like you said, it's not even real. Hey, Starman, while you're at it, give me the moon and all the other stars, too. Seriously, Kelly.
That's great.
You, of course, can buy a plot of land on the moon at thelunarregistry.com. We've talked to those guys before, by the way. Here's one on the same topic. Dear Kevin, Bean, and Lisa, here's a comment in support of you guys and those crappy name a star campaigns. I bought a star when I was 19 years old to impress a girl. I bought another one when I was 23. When I got the first one, I made copies of all the paperwork they sent in case something happened to the originals. Well, when the second one 4 years later came in the mail, I pulled out the old paperwork and it had the exact same star circled.
Yes.
Bastards.
What a surprise.
Not only is it a scam, but it doesn't work. I didn't end up staying with either of the girls. What a ripoff. Now I'm going to ask my dad for my world's greatest dad t-shirt back too. Ben in Westwood.
I have one. Yesterday we were talking about things that you find in your food, fast food especially.
Yeah.
So we got an email from a listener who used to work in a movie theater in high school and says, please don't eat the food. The nacho cheese gets frozen and reheated every day until it's gone, no matter how long it takes to go through the jug. The hot dogs, don't eat the hot dogs. We would freeze those every night, then put them back on the heat display tray the next day.
Right.
We'd use the same ones until they sold, and if they started to show mold, we'd just wipe it off and put them back on.
Yes!
And Windex in the Coke was fairly common. You put in a couple of squirts and save it until someone pisses you off. Serious diarrhea.
Wow.
That's from Nick.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I gotta tell you, I've had the cheese, I've had the hot dogs. I eat it all. I'm fine. I have a steel stomach. I'm good with that.
You are lucky.
And you know what? You kind of know when you go into pulling off the lid off of that cheese.
Yeah.
You know it's a plastic product that resembles cheese.
Right.
Who knows what
it.
The hell it actually is. But
it's been there since the first X-Men movie. I mean, you understand that when you go in there, right?
Sure.
Here's one encounter with Bean. I had a run-in with Bean. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday, people who had any kind of an encounter with Bean, because usually it's, bad.
Unpleasant?
Yesterday or Monday, I can't remember. I had a run-in with Bean at the Vault in Long Beach when you had that singles cruise. I was in the restroom taking a leak, and I was wearing my old-school Tampa Bay Bucks jersey, and Bean had the nerve to start talking with me while we were both peeing. Against the rules.
That would be bad etiquette if that really happened.
That shocks me.
No, he's making it up, I guess.
And Psycho Mike, you say you've got one you want to read on the air here?
Yeah. This is from Lika in Sherman Oaks. She says, hey, guys, how about you totally enrich my morning with that rad song that I heard yesterday the Genius.
Hold on a sec.
Hey,
Mike, are you reading anything? I don't even see.
He's not holding a piece of paper. But you have no email.
Dude, mind email.
And Lika, that's a stupid name. Who would have that name?
Play the song.
new one. Worked hard on it.
What song?
Holiday in Armenia.
Oh, Holiday.
Oh, that's what Lika was requesting. Was that awesome new Psycho Mike song?
Yeah, genius guy, Mike.
Yeah. You know what you might want to do is just in the future just scratch something out and like your own handwriting so you can, I don't know, get to the point. Have...
You're giving me a sermon on taking notes.
Yes.
Of all people.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes. Holiday in Armenia. Enjoy.
By request.
Okay, bro. Christmas time for Armenian. Know what that means? Hold on. His note. Yeah, you like that note right there? Hit you with another one real quick. Here it comes. Yeah. Armenian Christmas, we don't eat turkey. We buy a turkey at the store, and then we kick its ass. That's right. In Glendale, Santa doesn't drive a sleigh. He drives a fly Mercedes Benz. With his arm dangling out the window, bro. Smoking cigarettes with all his friends. He doesn't have a beard that's colored white. He has a goatee that is black. With a bulbous looking unibrow and a hairy, hairy back. It's holiday in Glendale today. So dangle underneath the mistletoe and say, Hey, schnach lachem, not a bother, not a best, bro. And the wood is the crack, renish the wach, and the madoze, la la yo. With happy trails and 20 pounds of jewelry. Are stuffing your stockings with chicken shawarma and fresh made tabbouleh. And if your last name ends in I-A-N, then you know you are my bro. So let's all go to Brand Boulevard and play in track car scented snow. Christmas time in Glendale, we don't drink eggnog. We gargle with the hummus and we eat the lamb kebab. My uncle Tarvac cell phone shop that has a Christmas sale. So throw your sidekick in the air, everybody scream Glendale. It's a holiday in Armenia with a Marlboro Christmas tree. It's a holiday.
Bro.
Come on.
Wow.
Instant okay. Classic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page. If you'd like, click on the sounds. That's on the sounds page if you want to find that song.
1 hour from right now, we'll talk to the immensely talented actor John C. Reilly. He, of course, the star of Walk Hard, very funny new movie. And he also can sing and play, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's a musical biopic,
yeah.
Yet he does his own singing and playing. And I guess he's got a concert he's doing this week and the whole deal. So we'll talk to him about that. David Alan Greer on the show today, too, and the lovely Kat Von D will be here as well.
You know, this time of year is especially bad this year because of the writer's strike. We have less TV than ever.
Yes.
And right. Always, when you head into Christmas, it's either specialty program. You don't get anything new.
Right.
Except correct. For the Food Network people. They've got something new. And it's our friend, the Ace of Cakes. Have you seen this guy?
The Ace? What's the Ace of Cakes talking about?
The Bad Boy of Baking has a Christmas special tomorrow.
Really?
It's called Ace of Cakes Charm City Christmas.
Now, when we first heard about the Ace of Cakes earlier this year, or the end of last year, whatever it was, we couldn't stop laughing about the Bad Boy of Baking because how tough can you be if you're baking?
Yeah.
If you've got a cooking show, how badass can you really be?
Apparently this Christmas show, he's going to travel to New York City and he's going to meet with Radio City Music Hall and do something with the Rockettes where he bakes. I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
So we had Lightning track him down again so we could talk to him. The Ace of Cakes is on the phone. Good morning.
Christmas, man.
Oh, dude, wow. Hold on a sec.
Look, I'm the Ace of Cakes. I'm a card and I must be dealt with.
That's what I understand. Now, so the deal is the special tomorrow night, you're going to be making a cake about the Rockettes, something to do with Christmas. I don't really follow what the hell you're doing on your show tomorrow.
Well, the Rockettes, you know, they perform at Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm making a special Rockette cake.
And what's that?
Okay.
How's that different?
Big, long legs, man.
Okay. Wow. Why so intense when you bake is what I don't understand, Ace of Cakes. I mean, isn't it just baking? Don't most women, aren't they able to do it without yelling and screaming and jumping up and down?
They can't do it like I am. I'm the bad boy of baking. I play by my own rules. I'm an outlaw of baked goods, man.
That is his nickname, the bad boy of baking.
What makes you the bad boy of baking?
Because I don't give a man, I play by my own rules.
Well, how do you play by
you
your own
flour?
Your
what?
Own rules when you bake.
Christmas time, man. I made a gingerbread crack house.
Okay.
I don't give a man.
Okay. Pretty creative.
Wow.
So you're cooking in a completely different way from everybody else in the world that cooks.
That's right. I make a fruitcake, man. I use real fruits. Well, gay guys. I chop them up, put them in a cake.
Oh, hey. Oh, whoa, wow. Now. What?
All right, I'm just How kidding about that.
Now, you hire Charm City Cakes as your place out there in Baltimore, and you hire, like, rock musicians to work in your – instead of going and hiring people out of culinary school, you hire people and teach them how to cook? Is that what you do?
That's right. I need people with energy, man. I need people who really know how to give. I get rock musicians. I get cat artists. I get anyone who knows how to f***ing make a cake in a special way, man, with energy.
What if someone were there and didn't make a cake with energy?
Then I'd send them to Marie Callender's.
Oh, wow. That's ugly, man.
So it sounds like you really enjoy baking.
Oh, dude, it's insane. It's the biggest rush in the world. It's nothing like seeing someone eat your cake, man. I love people eating my cake. I made a Santa Claus cake with a huge the other day.
Oh.
I watched a girl just eat it.
Oh, jeez.
We have to kind of be careful of our language, if you don't mind.
I don't, man. I'm the bad boy of baking. I'm the freak of flour. I'm the salt and the sugar. I'm the Ayatollah of icing. I cannot be dealt with. I'm the Ace of Cakes. I'm a card.
Yeah, okay. The bad boy of baking tomorrow night on the Food Network at 10 o'clock. Any plans for the holidays, guy? All right. Ace of Cakes, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, guy.
Bye-bye.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
No news so big, I have to lead with it. I can't wait another moment.
Okay.
All right.
Shocking, shocking, shocking. Stunning, stunning, stunning.
Wow.
Involving Britney Spears?
No, sir.
Oh, wow.
Now, usually that kind of setup means it's so insignificant we're all going to laugh when it comes out of your mouth. But it sounds like you're serious this time.
Au contraire, mon frère.
That's what it means when you say it, Bean. Back to you, Ralph.
Jessica Alba is pregnant.
No! No! No.
Cash Warren.
Private Eye.
Oh.
Did the deed.
Cash and carry.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Cash pregnant. Left some change behind in her purse, apparently.
She shouldn't be allowed to have a baby
That's
the natural
what
way.
I'm
she
saying.
Should be forced to adopt.
Oh, you guys.
Jessica Alba, 26 years old.
Once you're that hot, Lisa, you're kind of the world's person.
You're
no longer
property.
Yourself. Yes. Yes.
Look at Heidi Klum.
It's
look
do
at
what's
Cindy
right.
Crawford. Listen, they look fabulous.
They got lucky. They got lucky.
And I'm sure she will,
it's
too.
What Superman always said to Lois when they were dating. I can't belong to just one person. I belong to the world.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ralph. Exactly. Yeah. This is so bad.
Now, she's only 26. There's a chance she may bounce back.
You think?
She's young.
But why take a risk?
But why take that risk, yeah. Indeed? That's exactly what I'm thinking. Apparently, the two fell in love and met on the set of The Fantastic Four, so something good came out of that film. And they've been dating since since 2004. No word on whether they're going to get married or not, but they are expecting a baby in late spring, early summer, says Jessica's reps to People magazine.
Wow.
There's a guy out there who has sex with Jessica Alba.
But, dude, you should see this Cash Warren guy. It's the first time I've ever seen him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They kind of look like a good couple.
Really?
Yeah. Take
really?
Hand it over there to you.
He's wig-rish, though.
I don't
Is
know.
He? Not yeah. in this picture. He looks...
He looks like a good-looking Mike Catherwood.
How dare you?
If you could picture that straight.
Yeah, mean.
If you took Mike Catherwood and turned him good-looking.
Right. If you gave him some handsomeness.
Wait a second.
Then that's what Cash Warren
Rewind
would look like.
Rewind the tape. You mean gave him some good looks, as if there's not plenty?
This dude really does. You do look at his picture and you go, well, all right.
I can see how he got her. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so.
All right, but just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, Lisa brought up Heidi Klum and Cindy Crawford, who did bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But those are flukes. Most women, bad idea. Do not birth your own babies. Adopt, for God's sake.
They are statistical anomalies.
Exactly. Or do the surrogate thing where you have your egg and whoever you want the baby to be with and have right. some ugly chick carry it for
Get
you.
Some,
that's the way to go.
Some
yeah,
ugly,
women
dumpy broad.
Don't really want to have the experience of having a child because that's sure not what it's cracked up to be.
It's painful as hell.
At the end, you get drugs.
You get all stretchy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Your ankles swell up. You get all the size of a VW bug.
We're just concerned about her.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
She's going to be waddling around. She's going to have a baby in the spring or summer. That's the hottest time here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
she's going to be
100.
She's going to be miserable. Sweating and miserable. Do the right thing, Jessica. Well,
don't
it's too late
it.
Now, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. Terrible.
You should have done the right thing.
My girls come to our show and listen like crazy because of our sensitivity.
Well, they know we speak the truth. We're not afraid to tell them the truth, unlike other men who just tell them what they want to hear.
And I bet, by the way, Kevin, who's raising daughters, I bet he goes home and lies to them, too. I mean, he doesn't tell him the real truth at home.
Exactly. Oh, you're going to be a mommy someday. It's so great. You're going to have a baby. So
precious.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is the radio truth.
There's only one truth.
No, this is the real truth, baby.
Right. So there's your shocking news. Jessica was pregnant.
How do we go
on? You delivered.
Didn't see that one coming.
No.
She's going
to
deliver. That's for sure. The WGA strike, the writer's strike, just got a little funnier.
Funnier?
Yeah.
A good slogan?
No, it's even better. The producers, you know, have their own organization.
Right.
And they are in, well, they were, not in negotiations currently with the writers, but they're trying to work with them to come to some sort of agreement. Anyway, they are the AMPTP, Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
Okay.
AMPTP. Anyway, you can go to their corporate site if you care to at amptp.org.
That'll be easy to find.
amptp.org. Here's the funny part. Some of the more clever writers on strike discovered that amptp.com wasn't taken.
Oh!
So they snapped it up, and if you go to amptp.com, you will find a faux site for the producers.
Awesome.
Where they mock them mercilessly under the guise of actually being that organization.
I like it.
I don't have time here to go through some of the funnier stories, but it's like The Onion. They just mock the crap out of them in the style of their own website. The top says, we're as unimaginative as our logo, they say. Because the logo is just basically the letters on the real site. So that's their slug line on the motto for the organization, as unimaginative as our logo. So
that's funny.
And they were able to write that because it's not for broadcast, right? It's for the internet. They can still write and not violate the strike, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're not getting paid for it either. It's just
funny.
Just their side of the argument, and it's very entertaining. So you might want to check that out. I hope this is true. I'm couching this in some plausible deniability when it comes to this story, but I'm just hoping that it's true.
Okay.
So if you're on
Jessica Alba's no longer pregnant?
If you're on Team Brittany, I don't want to hear from your ass. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
This comes out of New Zealand, this story, but apparently Blender magazine is supposed to do a photo shoot with Britney Spears.
Oh good. Every one of these goes south horribly.
Blender is reportedly planning a recreation of some iconic Marilyn Monroe photographs, because Britney's a big Marilyn fan, and they're going to reproduce a photo shoot that Marilyn did using Britney.
Okay.
However, here's where the story gets good. Apparently, the magazine claims Britney is too out of shape and is casting for a body double.
Oh, no.
So she's going to have a body double take the pictures, and then they're going to put her head on it?
Yes. An advertisement in the magazine reads, "We are casting for a Britney Spears body double. You must have shoulder to medium length blonde hair. This person must also be in shape 5'2 to 5'5.
The opposite of the real Britney.
She's too fat to pose for her own pictures.
I'm hot.
No longer.
I'm hot.
No.
Meanwhile, Britney has posed for some family portraits with her sons, Sean Preston and Jaden James. And the photographer, Danny Brubaker, has sent out a press release bragging that she's willing to sell the pictures supposed to be used for Britney's Christmas cards this year.
Ouch. Sell it.
Yep. Britney had no confidentiality agreement in place.
Oh, so the photographer's going to sell
it.
Oh, I thought you were saying Britney was
going to sell. No, the photographer is. So I am able to sell this photo shoot.
That's sad.
Not to me.
So hopefully she'll be wearing her trademark pink wig with her horrific acne.
I can't get past story one. Now, Jessica Alba ought to be looking at what happened to Britney Spears once she started squirting out kids and think, wow, that's in my future if I have this baby.
Allow that to be your cautionary tale.
Exactly. I mean, it's a perfect example of someone who's about the same age, who looked fantastic, had two kids, and now is a blob. Am I right,
guys?
That isn't
good for you.
Thank
you. Well, I think that has more to do with her mental state than it does her physical state, though.
Well, I don't think those kids improved her body, Kevin. Do you?
Right. I also think it had a little bit to do with her intellect.
I think a little to do with Taco Bell, too, by the way.
1 a.m.
Yeah. I think after the kids, she was she looked pretty good, actually, after the kids, and then all hell broke loose. So.
When Taco Bell started that campaign about the new middle-of-the-night meal, don't they have some sort of a deal now where they're trying to get you to eat a fourth meal of the day at 2 a.m. or something like that?
Yeah.
I sense that Brittany took that literally, like you're required to. Like, now you have to do it because she seems
she goes every
to be
2 hours.
The drive through every night at 2 a.m. for some reason.
The meal is called Britfast. Speaking of people who have delusional body images, Aretha Franklin tells Spinner magazine. Remember with Aretha Franklin, the godmother of soul?
Sure.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
One of the legendary R&B singers of all time, really. Just an amazing talent.
She's unbelievable, and I don't think we have done justice to describe for folks who haven't seen her just how fat she is, but she is one of the fattest celebrities there is.
Yes. They're talking about doing a movie version of her life. Her life story.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone gets one now.
Sure.
Everyone gets a movie. She has picked out the following actresses to play her in the film.
Okay.
She would like to see Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Fine.
Close.
Okay.
Fantasia.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Halle Berry to play her in the movie version of her life story.
I was thinking Queen Latifah.
I was thinking Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia and Halle Berry.
Together.
In a sack. Add a few more actresses and then maybe be able to pull it off.
And I want Brad Pitt to play me. All right, good.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Let's all have a wish, shall we? Oh, sorry, yours didn't come true.
Doesn't Fantasia weigh about 90 pounds?
Yes. And Halle Berry is about 42.
What about Mandisa?
Right, exactly.
Or one of the, like, the chick looked like Shrek from last year.
Yeah, Mandisa would be a good choice.
Good Mandiesel. Yeah, we should get her in there.
Hey, that girl's fat.
I've got some tickets to give away. We're talking to John C. Reilly in a couple minutes. He, of course, is the star of Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. Speaking of biopics, speaking of movies about legendary singers, this is a parody of those types of films. Just looks hilarious. We've got a special K-Rock screening of Walk Hard coming up at the beautiful Arclight Cinemas. And here's the coolest part of the whole event. You get to watch the movie, and then afterwards, John will be giving a private concert where he will be performing the songs from the movie. He'll be performing as Dewey Cox, and he does sing and play in the movie itself, so you get the chance to see him live. If you'd like to go, I've got 10 pairs of tickets right now to the first 10 callers at 1-800-520-1067. First 10 callers. It's for tomorrow night. You can check it out at the Arclight. Meet John C. Reilly in person. Very cool event. Gwen Stefani's better than you.
No kidding.
She has started the Gwen Stefani After the Fires Scholarship Fund.
Oh, wow.
She is donating about $200,000 to a fund that will provide scholarships for students who lost their homes in the San Diego wildfires.
That's cool.
You know, now that the fires have been put out and we've all sort of moved on with our lives, you forget how much devastation was left in its wake. And here she is stepping up and helping kids who need a chance to get an education do so with the scholarship. So.
Gwen says all the money from this song will be sent.
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female. You got $1 million contract, and you're still waiting for your hot track.
That live version is available for download at the organization. So
nice, isn't it?
It's rare to get. And we have found out that the lovely and talented Charlize Theron, Oscar winner Charlize Theron, light of my life Charlize Theron, was not at home during the burglary last weekend. She was safe in another location. So,
has the owl been hired by her? First of all,
you don't hire the owl.
You don't.
The owl does not fight crime for monetary gain. He fights it because that's the right thing to do.
I see. Okay.
And so the owl has informed me, I'm very close personal friends with the owl, that he is currently on the case and he will be dedicating his Christmas vacation to hunting her down.
All right.
I thought we established you were the owl.
Listen, you can't maintain a secret identity if you go around telling everybody you're the superhero.
Okay, but yesterday you told us you were going to become the owl.
Oh, yeah, I'm Superman. Oh, I'm going to find Lex Luthor. No, Clark Kent says, I just talked to Superman, and Superman told me that he is going to look into this whole Lex Luthor situation. You see how it works?
Now, you might have stalled there, but you said you were going to spend the entire Christmas vacation hunting her down.
No, the owl is going to spend his Christmas vacation hunting them down, the evildoers.
Okay, but you'll be hunting Charlize down, personally.
That would be stalking.
Right,
and that's
right.
Against the law.
Right. That wouldn't be right. The owl would have to arrest you if you stopped.
You would. The owl versus owl. Ralph Garman's Happy Birthday Celebrity Birthday Countdown.
Well, I didn't realize he had a new feature.
Yeah, I'm trying it out.
It's a good title.
You like it?
It rolls right off the tongue.
It really does.
I think it's going to stick. Let's take a look at his birthdays today on Wednesday, December the 12th, shall we? Bob Barker, game show host. Come on down.
He's the best.
You're the oldest guy alive.
He's the best.
84 years old today.
At what?
Just a pro. Just a show business pro. Just smooth as silk.
Yeah, especially when he's groping the Barker beauties. That's my favorite part.
At 85, he's still getting that done, too. Yeah. I got to give him nothing but props,
that,
dude.
That makes me give him respect.
He's got one sexual harassment suit for every year of his birth. That's how we celebrate him this year. He's 84 years old today. Sheila E., who was the drummer for Prince for a long time and went out on her own. Was it Glamorous Life? Was that her big
Glamorous
hit?
Glamorous Life was a big hit. A Love Bizarre. Yeah, she had, she had a few. She's just on one of those reality shows. Wasn't she on?
I think she's a godhead now. I think she found Jesus or something.
Didn't she do Sugar Lips, too?
No.
No, that was Sheena Easton.
Thinking Sugar Walls. You're thinking Sugar Walls.
Yeah, Sugar Lips.
That was your wrestling name, wasn't it?
No, but Sheila E. was just on the band on one of these, in the band on one of these reality shows that it was just on this past season. She's still out there working.
Maybe it's not her. Maybe it's Apollonia. But
Apollonia
one of Prince's proteges became a real hard, like, born-again Christian.
Apollonia was smoking mad crack in the mid-90s and then became a Jesus.
She found God?
Yeah,
maybe that's
right
who I'm thinking of. And Sheila E. still whore then. She's 48 years old today. Rey Mysterioso Jr.
Yeah!
The legendary wrestler is 34 years old today. Mayim Bialik, shalom, is Blossom, of course. She's 32 years old today. And Jennifer Connelly, one of our favorites around here, is 37 years old today. If you ever get a chance, do yourself a favor and rent yourself a little movie called Career Opportunities.
Yeah.
With her and Frank Whaley. Her riding the mechanical pony in the in the wife beater T-shirt.
No.
Come on,
not
now.
A euphemism.
Come on now.
How about Inventing the Abbots? By the way, where she's riding her co-star in that movie.
Yeah.
How about that one?
How about Hotspot with Don Johnson, where she's sitting by the lake, all boobs akimbo.
Yes,
boobs akimbo. Yes. Well, by the way, is my wrestling name. But,
was it? Yeah. Did you ever fight Sugar Lips?
I did. we had a few tosses. She's 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Omar has guaranteed that he bought for Kevin this year the world's greatest Christmas gift. Are you standing by that, Al?
Best present ever.
Wow.
Of all time.
That's a pretty big brag, by the way.
Yeah.
We don't open a lot of gifts on the air, but when somebody advertises it like that, I feel like that's worthy of the airtime.
Best ever.
All right.
Best ever. Open that up.
Let's see. We have a blowtorch.
Who needs that more than you?
That's good. I love fire.
Right?
Love fire.
He buy you a blowtorch.
He got me a blowtorch. Yeah.
Industrial strength.
Oh, my God.
Why is Dave already in here with a fire extinguisher?
Oh. Oh, maybe he knows what's next.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Look at the fireworks.
What is that?
Jumping jelly beans.
Yeah, it's one of those super-duper fire fountains.
Spurts out yellow,
fire
blue,
fountain.
Purple, green, and red blobs.
That's what she said.
Look at that.
You gave him something that's going to spurt out fire blobs?
Yes.
Yes. And then he can light it with the industrial strength blowtorch.
Oh, my God.
What could go wrong with that?
Let's do that in here. Is there
No. Yes, you can't. Yes, they're not for indoors.
Yes,
how high does it shoot? What's the
I think
output?
It's like 12 feet or something.
Yeah, in here.
It's
like
12 feet. So how high is the roof ceiling here? 10? Whatever.
You're going to shoot fiery blobs into the studio.
I'm just saying it would be fun.
No. You can't light them in the studio, Kevin. That's not safe.
Well, we would be here to put out any fires.
Dude, you don't put fiery blobs in a building.
You do. That's what makes it fun, Ralph.
No, that's
I've
what
had
makes
a life
it deadly.
I've had a life of explosions and fire. I know explosions. I know fire.
Then it's Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's one of those news specials with Chuck Henry.
This is just good fun.
It emits a lot of smoke, too.
Smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
What could go wrong there?
Omar, why did you give this to him here at K-Rock? Why didn't you mail it to his home
is
so he could blow his own house up?
Best present ever, Kevin?
Best present ever.
Balls of white-hot phosphorus are going to go flying out of that and just melting through the floorboards like Chernobyl.
I have a blowtorch and a gigantic firework. Put the two together, and you have good Christmas fun.
Why don't you just give him a bottle of sleeping pills and some vodka, Omar? And a noose,
he would have been happy
and just
too.
Cut his wrists.
Yeah. What's wrong? We're not going to die. We're just
going to... This is a mess.
Okay, but the problem here, look, I'm on board with you trying to kill Kevin. We've all had that sensation. But
hey,
why
hey,
give him something that he could
stop,
take us
stop.
Down? What?
I'm trying to spread some freaking Christmas cheer
right.
here.
Right, but he's taking us down with him.
What he wants.
Right.
I guarantee best present ever, Kevin.
Yes, where's the negativity? Why are you being so negative?
It's fine. To
look, Grinches,
enjoy.
Stop being Grinch. Okay, stop bringing my holiday
are
cheer down.
Are you loaded already?
Just a little bit.
Can I see if I got that straight? Enjoy. Look, Grinches, stop being Grinch.
Yeah,
you know. Enjoy DJ Omar Khan.
Enjoy your present is what we're saying.
I'm going to.
Just not indoors.
Elsewhere.
In this particular building. You can do it at home.
Kevin just wants me to see him enjoy what
right.
I gave him.
Why you should do you go guys home hate, with him.
Why do you hate the baby
and
Jesus?
Have Linus both dress you in asbestos suits, and then he can do it in his den.
Why do you hate the baby Jesus?
I don't hate the baby Jesus. I hate third-degree burns.
I originally really wanted Kevin to light this indoors.
Yes.
But then I thought about the fact, aren't you a little concerned that Omar Bin Laden wants you to light some type of explosive yes. indoor around white people?
The time is now. The time is now.
Is the time now?
No, I'll be here.
Okay.
The time isn't now.
I'll be a pussy. What? Do it.
Hey. All right, listen, I'm in.
Hold on, hold on, guys. The instructions do say to strap it around your waist and go into a crowd before you light it.
Let me ask Kevin, because I think it's a poor idea. I'm with Ralph on this. I just think it's too dangerous.
And by poor idea, you mean it's going to be awesome.
No, I mean, it's too dangerous. Too small a room with too many people. It'd be very dangerous. Obviously, you're not going to light it indoors. But does it say anything on the back about what it does beyond go up 12 feet? I mean, are there any other descriptive terms on there that could give us an idea?
And we have a 10-foot ceiling, by the way. Just keep that in mind.
Emits showers of sparks. Spurts out yellow, blue, purple, green, and red blobs.
Of fire.
Outdoor use only. You know, nothing. No, there's nothing there about it.
Last part again?
Nothing there about it.
Nothing can go wrong.
Do it.
Omar, you're the best. This is going to be good. I can't do it right now, but we need to do it in the studio today.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen.
No.
What are you talking about that's not going to happen?
Well, because clearly it's... besides dangerous and foolhardy, it would be a violation of the rules
what
of working here.
How do you get a vote? You're 1,000 miles away on Newton Island.
Wait a minute. By the way, Bean's concerned about the rules of K-Rock all of a sudden.
Well, I'm just
he
saying.
Always has
remember,
been. He always has
been. Do you remember
the
trouble you got into when you blew up the whiteout? Do you remember when whiteout went all over all the walls?
And, I remember the trouble you got in. Our manager stood over me and made me clean it out of the carpet.
Yeah. Do you really exactly. want to spend your holidays doing that?
But do you remember how great it was when we put an M80 in Pikachu's ass?
That was pretty cool.
Remember that? And everybody's like, no, it's
and
a small room.
M80 is very different than giant globs of fire.
It was great.
Shooting up 12 feet into an 8-foot ceiling.
10-foot, 12-foot.
Made of what looks to be paper mache.
Here's the way I figured. If we all are in here, we
I'm
can
not
put
going
out
to be
any,
here.
We no, no, can no, put no, out any no, possible fires.
No. Yeah, I'll have a couple of cups of water just in case.
Thank you.
If you have kids and stuff, it's got to be like, it's got to be Dave or Omar or I with the bukkake shields on.
I'm not letting you guys light off my fire.
He's got to enjoy his Christmas present.
This is my Christmas.
Alex has a good point, by the way.
We're going to be heroes if we set this thing off because everybody will get out of work for K-Rock. You won't be able to use the station. Cat will be able to go back and drink whiskey. Jed will be able to go paint naked. It'll be awesome. Nobody will have to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the sprinklers will go off. We'll go off the air. Boom.
Oh, the sprinklers, Lisa. What a great point. What about the sprinklers going off and ruining the equipment?
And the fire alarms and the smoke alarms and everything else that is in here and is a safety precaution.
And the fire department will come.
We'll just put
it there. And you will be charged for that.
And they'll be hot.
I don't.
So Alex and I will enjoy it.
All right.
By the way, I don't see any possible. There's no.
But that smoke alarm right there, you don't see
there's
that?
There's a smoke alarm, but there's no sprinkler.
Yeah. Alarm go off.
Oh, there's good. There's no sprinkler, so this place is guaranteed to burn to the ground then. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm going
to
be here with some cups of water, man.
If there are any police or firemen within the sound of my voice, please rush to the K-Rock studios.
Ralph Omar's going
to
be here with two cups of water. What
well,
what
in
else
that
do you
case,
want?
Why don't save your firework, because it's your gift, and save it for a special occasion, and just bring in some kerosene or gasoline and douse the studio and just light it that way.
Why do Ralph and Bean hate Christmas?
I don't know. Ralph and Bean hate the baby Jesus. Why? I don't know why.
Let me ask a question again, because with all the talking, maybe it got lost. Kevin, are you willing to be the guy who gets the bill from the city when the police and fire department have to come out because of the fire?
The bill from the city? What the bill from K-Rock when he burns the studio?
I mean, it could be a very, very, it could be very entertaining for 30 seconds, but it could be a very expensive Christmas.
Let me remind
you have to pay for that.
See, this sounds familiar to me, to you at all. There are real things that you don't like to do. I mean, everybody's trying to get ratings and everything, but there are definite lines that you don't cross, and lighting fireworks in a studio is definitely one
How
of them.
How about to the bill of our families when we all die and they sue you?
You people have no sense of fun.
White
Where
snake.
Has your fun gone?
Does that
yeah.
It was great white, by the way.
Whatever.
Great white snake.
I don't know.
What about them?
White snake.
A lot of people died.
I know that.
Wrongful death suit? Does that ring a bell?
Come on. You people are just Grinches.
Kevin, admit Omar it would be fun, but it's a bad idea.
Omar,
it's a bad idea.
Why do we do it in the parking lot?
Because there's no roof. What's the fun in that?
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't tear the roof off the mother sucker.
Thank you, Omar.
That's what we got to do.
The roof will not be on fire if it's outside.
Here you go, dude.
We don't need the water.
You guys should be on the writer picket line.
Hello?
You're not. Do you hear me?
This is Kevin.
Oh, mom's calling. Now you're in trouble.
Babe.
Hey, you know what? First of all, Omar, I'll be dealing with you later.
Come on.
Babe, have you not been with me long enough to know that the words "you're not" backfire almost every time? Now I have to.
Every 4th of July, who catches on fire?
Your children, usually.
The kids do.
Usually a kid or two.
Every 4th of July, you catch on fire.
But they're not in here today.
That's just us.
It's just my coworkers.
Listen to my words.
I'm listening, but what I hear is you have to do it.
Breaking up. Breaking up.
I'm sorry.
Do I have to call the special doctor?
Yeah. Melissa, I think you do need to call the special doctor.
I don't know who that is, but
it's time for the shocker table again. This is the treatment.
Saving it.
We lost her. What a shame. That was a good call.
You are going to pay for that later.
That was a good call. Special doctor.
This is what happens when Linus doesn't come to work with you, by the way.
Yes, look, exactly.
Look, people, I have Christmas cheer. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it.
You're going to have Christmas fire.
And I'm going to spread it a little bit later.
They didn't set up fireworks in the manger. You know why?
How do you know?
Hay and wood.
That's right. Fire hazard.
Would have gone up like a tinderbox.
So we're going to do it.
That's why the three wise men shot up their fireworks outdoors by the cattle.
Show it.
See, there you go. The people have spoken.
The people are idiots.
The Grinches cannot stop the spirit of Christmas.
I must stop Kevin from shooting this, but how?
Now, it goes without saying, Kevin, that you love my blog, stronglywearletter.com. You can't get enough of it. You read it every day. You enjoy it. You love it. You endorse it.
Dean's blog, no one gives a fuck.
Right. But that's not what this is about. This is about a new blog that I want to call your attention to. That is a personal blog for the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
He's blogging?
He is blogging. His blog has been active for over a year, has attracted a wide readership, and he answers comments from people who post letters on it and the whole deal. It's his actual personal blog, yes.
This is the guy who came here and said there were no gays in Iran.
Yes.
That's right.
He's also said that if you are gay, you deserve the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to wipe Israel off the face of the planet. That's the same guy. Who's blogging.
He's got a blog. That's right. So we thought we got to find out what this is about, and is it as exciting as mine? But Producer Whiting was able to line him up. President Ahmadinejad is on the phone right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
Ahmadinejad.
How is that for you to say Ahmadinejad?
I have a very difficult time with your name, sir. I apologize.
Ma.
Ma.
Mood.
Ma. Mood.
Ma.
Mama.
Dine.
Dine.
Jad.
Jad.
Jad. Okay.
Mama Ahmadinejad.
Okay.
Now, the story is true. It appears in all of the newspapers this week. You actually have a personal blog that you personally read comments from readers that send them into you, and you respond.
Yes, yes, white devil. That is true.
I am a man
of the future. I look at the future of Iran, and I keep tabs with that. The internet, I am very savvy with the technology, and I have my own blog.
How do you have time to sit down and blog? Aren't you busy doing stuff?
I am usually busy stripping away personal freedoms from my people.
Right.
And trying to find a way to wipe Israel off the map.
Right.
But I make a point of taking a half an hour every day just to work on my blog.
I see. Hmm. Okay.
And what kinds of things do you talk about on your blog, Mr. President?
Would you like me to read you somewhere?
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that'd be super.
Let me pull up some of my most recent entries into my blog.
Okay.
Here's this one. Here is a picture of the Big Gulp machine at my favorite 7-Eleven store, taken yesterday afternoon. Maybe it's not a big deal to you, but to me, the Big Gulp machine is like Allah, or a bosom to a baby yak.
Mr. President, that...
It is
that...
the source of one life's greatest joys, Big Gulps.
Okay, but
now
there's
trouble in paradise. See what it says, Tabbouleh Crush? Yes, that wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah.
And now they've replaced my couscous cola. No couscous cola, no peace, right?
Mr. President, that's a lot like what our guy Bean wrote about the Big Gulp.
I will explode the 7-Eleven with a human bomb.
Okay, he didn't say that.
I didn't put that. I didn't end it that way. That's a good point.
Didn't
that's
go that far.
Here's another one of my entries.
Okay.
Well, you can tell Ramadan is here when Dreyer's ice cream specialty flavors start to appear in your grocer's freezer.
What would those be?
I got excited when the word camel mint on the first carton I spied with my little eye last night while grocery shopping.
But you didn't put up a picture of the ice cream, did you?
I did. I took picture.
Camel
then
mint.
Then my heart raced when I noticed the goat nog flavor right next to it. But wait, something's wrong.
What?
Where's the reason for this season?
What's that?
Camel ice cream.
Camel?
Yes. Oh, whew. Okay, my bad. It's over there in the adjacent aisle.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This cannot be. This is not my beloved camel ice cream, but it looks exactly like it. It's something called Israeli orange.
Oh, no.
And it's not even ice cream.
What a horrible blog you have.
I must blow up this store now.
No.
I mean, how could anyone blog about their 7-Eleven Big Gulp machine or ice cream? How could anyone blog about something that insignificant?
Or anyone read it?
It must be an evil, evil mind.
Yeah.
I do mention blowing up 7-Eleven, ice cream.
Sure.
Here's the airport luggage conveyor belt. I'm going to blow that up.
Okay.
Wow.
Blow up people who don't like the letter Q. Blow up bulldogs.
Oh, no.
That's my blog mostly is what I do. I talk about things and then things I want to blow up.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. So do you take a lot of heat from your coworkers about your blog too, Mr. President?
Yes, but then I get to kill them.
Okay. You win.
I'm not a fan of you.
I know. Listen, we're not going to light off the fireworks. I think it has been established. And so thank you for all the calls. I know we had a lot of people with a lot of support for Kevin to light the fireworks off in the studio. It's not going to happen.
We'll decide later. Don't worry about that.
It hasn't been established.
We'll decide it. Together. We'll decide it together with my vote involved.
People will die is what I'm saying.
Who, though? That's my question.
You mean
that's
who important?
True. Totally depends.
It's only Mike and Lisa.
Right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. There's a movie we've been talking about for several days in a row now and been happy to give out tickets that does not open until Friday, December 21st, but looks like the funniest movie of the holiday season. It is called Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. We could not be more delighted to welcome back to the program the very fine actor John C. Reilly. He is Dewey Cox himself. Good morning, Mr. Reilly.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You're Dewey Cox.
Yes, I am. I am Cox.
Yes, you are. John, of course, you would know from Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. He was Cal Naughton Jr., Shake and Bake. That was him.
Yep.
That's right.
And you're starting in this one. And, of course, it's done by, you know, Judd Apatow and Jake Kasdan, who did Knocked Up and Superbad and in that vein. I do have to say one thing, though, John. I've seen it. This is Kevin speaking. I saw the movie. And I originally watched the commercial and thought, well, that looks good, but not great.
You thought the trailer sucked. Go ahead and say it.
I was not as excited by the trailer as I thought, but then I had the chance to go see it. I thought, these are the guys that did Knocked Up and Superbad.
Right.
And I went in, and it was fantastic. It was like 10 times better than the trailer. I hope they changed the trailer.
Yeah, well, you know, trailers are an imperfect science.
Yeah.
They're always trying to cast a wide net with those, and that's the case with this one. The movie is... It's a lot funnier once you are able to sort of get the context of the whole thing and hear some of the cool music we did. And yeah, this is definitely in line with, you know, like Talladega Nights,
exactly.
And Superman and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Story of Dewey Cox. The story of Dewey Cox, who is just trying to make it in showbiz, and he's got a lot of people that are talking out against him.
You think we don't know what you're talking about when you say, take my hand?
What do you mean? It's about holding hands.
You watch your mouth.
You know who's got hands? The devil. And he uses them for holding.
Yeah, John, that's early on. I play myself at the age of 14 in that scene. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I play Dewey from 14 to 72. So I'm really hoping to go for the gold this year in the award season.
Sure. Oscar nomination guaranteed.
Now, we were talking because we were giving away tickets to the premiere of this movie and the performance that you're doing as well. And you've been doing those around the country. You've been taking the show out on the road and actually performing real concerts, right?
Yeah. Dewey Cox and the Hard Walkers are on the Cox Across America tour.
Sure.
And we've played Chicago, Cleveland, Nashville, Austin. Yeah, now we're going to play Guitar Center on Thursday, tomorrow.
And I know you have a surreal life being an actor, and I know there have been 1,000 times in your career where you've had to look around and go, how did I get here? But when you're standing on stage at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland and you're singing songs, you have to be thinking, this isn't my life.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Well, it's not my life. It's Dewey Cox's life. So, You know, I've got that buffer between me. I think if it was me up there, I would be going like, what on earth do you think you're doing? But since it's Dewey Cox and the Hard Walkers, Dewey's very confident, and he's just thrilled at the chance to have people worship Cox.
Now, now when you started talking about doing this movie, was there some talk about, you know, can you sing? Can we do original songs? Should we lip sync? Was there that kind of conversation going on?
Well, we had a, you know, Jake Kasdan came up with the idea. You know, he decided he'd seen one too many biopics, and he wanted to have some fun and make a comedy out of one of these musical biopics. And he contacted Judd Apatow, and Judd immediately took to the idea. And he had just worked with me on Talladega Nights, and said, I got the guy. And they told me the idea. I thought it was really funny. But then, like you say, you know, the movies, the whole thing is music. And so we had about 6 months to come up with 40 original songs that would be funny and would be listenable and good songs. So, I mean, that's more than some musicians record in their entire lives. So
that's true.
But when we pulled it off, we had a lot of help. We had this great guy, Mike Andrews, who did music for Donnie Darko, and he's worked with Jake a bunch before. And we had a bunch of great songwriters and musicians. And, yeah, so, I mean, I just took it one song at a time and took the movie one day at a time, and then I looked back and I was like, wow, I guess I pulled that off.
And you've been singing forever in your career. I mean, you got a lot of stage work and stuff like that.
Since I was a little kid, and then you know, I was in Chicago, the movie, you know, sang in that, and Prairie Home Companion. Even Boogie Nights, I wrote Feel the Heat.
Wow. So, wow. Didn't realize that.
I get royalty checks for Feel the Heat.
Let me ask you, if you're just joining us, by the way, the great actor John C. Reilly is on the phone right now. We're talking about Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story that opens up on the 21st. Let me ask you about a couple of other people in the movies and just get in the movie and get some quick thoughts. The beautiful Jenna Fisher from The Office.
Yes.
Tell me about working with her.
For all those guys out there who are into Jenna on The Office.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for an explosion of hotness in Walk Hard. She plays my second wife, my backup singer, Darlene Madison, who's very committed to the Lord and also has a lot of suppressed sexuality, which needs to come out. And when she meets Dewey, there's a tortuous courtship.
And there's a lot of lingerie too, by the way.
Yeah, lots of lingerie, lots of sex.
That's part of the fun of this movie is they take a look through your whole entire life, and you have a lot of wives and 7,500 kids, and you run into the Beatles and Elvis. I mean, they take you through the whole thing.
Yeah, we got Jack White from the White Stripes to play Elvis. We got Jack Black from Tenacious D to play Paul McCartney.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're definitely the only movie this Christmas with Jack Black and Jack White in it.
And, by the way, Eddie Vedder, who turns in a very, very energetic performance.
Yeah, he inducts Dewey Cox into the Hall of Fame, the Lifetime Achievement Awards.
You go, I see that that's Eddie Vedder, but he doesn't talk like that. He really is amazing in this movie.
John, yeah, we had a lot of really funny people in the movie, from everyone from like Tim Meadows and Chris Parnell and Matt Besser. We got people from Saturday Night Live, Upright Citizens Brigade, The Groundlings. You know,
I have one more clip, and it's of Tim Meadows. And does he play your manager? Who does he play?
No, he plays my drummer, Sam, who unwittingly gets me involved in every drug known to man.
And this is a scene where he's trying some stuff out, and he's trying his best to keep you, Dewey Cox, out of it.
What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer, and you don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Hmm.
You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
John, I'm sure...
It doesn't make a very convincing argument for why I should try reefer in that scene.
No, not at all.
Every time you open the door, he's doing something else and telling you that you don't want any of this.
He's always in a bathroom. He's always telling me, you don't want no part of this.
John, I have a feeling with as long as you've been in the business that there have been times where you've had to promote movies that you weren't 100% sold on, but it sounds like this is one that is a blast and you recommend it highly.
Man, this is like such a labor of love and such a blast to make that I'm just excited for people to like get out and have a good time with this movie. We you know, between the music and all the really funny people in it, this is really something special. We really made an original, bizarre little movie here.
I agree. I loved it. It comes out a week from Friday. Is that right? December.
That's right.
December 21st.
Yeah.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, and it is fantastic.
Just in time for the moment when you're home from vacation from college or high school and you're just getting sick of your family.
Exactly.
And you want to go out and escape. We're providing safe haven.
Beautiful. John, you're a terrific actor, man. We really enjoyed talking to you on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, John. Bye now.
Funny man David Alan Greer is scheduled to join us just after the news. According to Black People Time, he'll be here around 8:20, but we'll look forward to him next hour. Well, come on. You know how it goes. Ralph, we've been doing this show long enough. And the beautiful Kat Von D will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and she will be prompt and lovely as always. It's KRQFM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Wednesday Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You have my presents handy, Bean? You have my presents I gave you nearby?
I can go grab it while you do some showbiz if you want.
No, it's okay. We can do it later. I just thought if you had it. Maybe Kevin can open his. Kevin,
it's somewhere in the room.
That top one right there. Yes. Yeah, open that for you. That's from me.
All right.
There's a couple things in there I think you're really going to use and appreciate.
You need to open this before I light up fireworks because they may all go.
Yeah, if it's not fireworks, he may be disappointed, Ralph.
Proof, so let's get it open now.
He gave me a book, What's Your Poo Telling You?
Right. That tells you what you can learn by studying your poo. You can tell you things about your life and your health and everything. And I figured that might help you track down the phantom pooper.
There you go.
You can take a look at the poo, and then using this book, you could be like CSI. You can examine it, and then you can discern details about the person who left it.
There's a chapter on monster poo, pebble poo,
right?
The hanging chad. This is good. I'm going to use this.
Very useful.
I know you will. Leave that in the bathroom. Something for you to read while you're in there.
And I can't say this.
No, you can't. It's a documentary on the F word. History of the F word.
Oh, yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Fantastic.
It is entertaining.
The people who produced The Aristocrats, that story about all that joke. Everyone
talking
about that. Same people talking about the history of the F word. It's called F word.
Featuring interviews with Pat Boone, Drew Carey, Billy Connolly, Janine Garofalo, Ron Jeremy, Alanis Morissette, Bill Maher.
Got everybody's take on the word, so I think
that's fantastic.
That.
I'll use both of those.
So please enjoy.
Those are very thoughtful gifts.
I thought so, especially the poo book.
Sure,
because Kevin will deny it, but he's fascinated with the poo.
No, but
you're
the phantom,
fascinated with the poo.
I'm fascinated with the phantom pooper here at work. With somebody's literally decorating the floor on purpose.
You're very quick to talk about the poo.
You are. And the time that money, pooped out a W. Remember, you were so excited. You guys were high fiving in the hall.
No, I did not high-five him for the W. That was a fake.
That's right. He did. It was a doctored poo.
It was.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Jessica Alba is pregnant.
What?
Damn it. Story just broke today. People Magazine has this story exclusively talking about the fact that Jessica is pregnant by boyfriend Cash Warren, Private Eye.
Is he a private eye, or you just add that?
I just add that, because he sounds like he should
be. Is he hella rich, Ralph? What's his deal? What's his background?
I don't know anything about Cash.
Did you say hella rich?
With a name like Cash, he should be.
That's why I'm just wondering what his deal. How does he get Jessica Alba? You said he's a good-looking kid, but is he like a fabulously wealthy shipping magnate or something?
I don't believe so, because the two met on the set of Fantastic Four back in 2004. He was the director's assistant.
Oh.
So it doesn't sound like he's got a lot of money. But there's a photo here, the two of them together, and he is a good-looking kid. He looks like sort of a Nick Lachey, Psycho Mike type deal. Only good-looking.
But good-looking, right?
Yeah. So he's got that going for him. And she is
perfect.
She's gorgeous.
And now she's going to get all stretched out.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Nice. Boobs.
The boobs.
Ruin.
The boobs will blow
Let's
up.
Let's think about that.
That is the upside.
Yeah, but so will the vagine.
Yeah. So with the mud flaps, you know what I'm saying?
It'll look like a wizard sleeve.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want that.
We don't need your help. Thank you. Bean, you are not in the group of people who can work in hella. That's the final word on that.
I thought I pulled it off fine.
You did. It was effortless. It sounded so natural coming out of your mouth.
Thank you.
Apparently, another Jessica Simpson, says that she is ready to make the leap in her movie career to the next level.
Well, okay.
She's looking for a role where she can get naked.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
She believes that getting naked will make her be taken seriously as an actress. To which I say, wink, wink,
it will.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll probably win an Oscar if you show us your cans.
You know who's probably telling her that? Her dad.
Now, here's the thing. She's going against Joe's opinion.
Oh, no, she does not.
Because in the story, Joe Simpson says that they were offered a movie where Jessica was supposed to play a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And the producers guaranteed her an Oscar if she took the role.
Which they can do, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
And Joe said, we just said, no, thank you. We'll keep our clothes on and just buy ourselves one of those little fellas.
What?
He sounds like one of those oil magnets in movies from the 60s. What's that? What's it? Mount Rushmore? I'm going to buy me those four fellas. So he's against it, but Jessica says she's ready to bear it all for her art.
Okay. Well, okay.
To which I say, don't play a porn star. Be a porn star.
Good.
There
just go right into it because, seriously.
They have awards, too.
Yes, AVN.
Sure, you she could win one of those.
I will guarantee her an AVN if she gets naked in a porn movie.
Absolutely.
How about
if
that?
You could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
They are casting for Pearl Necklace, too.
Oh. Talking about sequel time in Hollywood. Did you see Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, they've already greenlit the Night at the Museum 2, Escape from the Smithsonian. Stiller will once again play a night guard whose museum comes alive at night while he's there.
I just rented it at home, but I actually enjoyed it.
I was going to say the
it's
same
not
thing.
A great movie, but it's actually enjoyable.
Oh, dear Lord.
It is. It's a fun,
oh, dear Lord.
Fun couple hours.
Yeah,
oh, dear
Lord. I watched it with my 5-year-old nephew, and it was something like very rarely that we
He looked at you and said, are you effing kidding me with this piece
I mean,
of crap?
We both really enjoyed it, and that's, you know, that's something pretty special.
Omar saw it and is asking me to punch you in the face, Mike.
Oh.
So there's both sides.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's still a night watchman, and another museum comes to life.
Wow.
What are the chances?
That premise will never get toasty.
What are the chances?
I wouldn't have gone to see it under any circumstances ever, but I knew that I was making the right decision when I saw that Robin Williams was playing Theodore Roosevelt. I said, well, that's it. Yeah. It's going to suck so hard.
Also announced for next year, Fox has announced X-Men Origins Wolverine, the Wolverine movie.
Oh.
Will be coming out in May, and then Ice Age 3 for the 4th of July weekend will be in 3D as well. So you get to see Ray Romano as a mastodon in 3D. Which is,
no, you get a big nose. It's coming out of the screen.
I still have my 3D glasses. I won't need those.
That's right.
Wear them on a daily basis.
You wear them all the time anyway, don't you? Hey, we were just talking about porn. Guess who's upset?
Someone in porn?
The major porn producer, Vivid Entertainment.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Vivid,
how come?
Yeah.
They have filed a lawsuit against PornoTube.
What's PornoTube?
PornoTube is YouTube for porn.
Well,
remember
how
Viacom sued YouTube
for
$19 billion for copyright infringement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vivid Entertainment Group says the same thing about PornoTube, that they are pirating their material and putting up on PornoTube, XTube, RedTube. There's a whole bunch of them out there.
YouPorn is the best of all of them, by the way.
YouPorn? Is that what's going on?
YouPorn is
but
the
But that's
one.
The amateur stuff, right? That's stuff you shoot yourself
both.
And put it up.
That's both. They put clips up, too.
Oh, really? Well,
not that I know, because how would I know? But I mean,
how would you know? PornoTube, XTube, and RedTube all have regular porn that people take snippets from and put it up on the website, and now they are claiming copyright infringement, and they're suing PornoTube.
Interesting. That's a shame.
By the way, the holidays are rolling around, and you might want to pick up some holiday porn movies. Humpkin Pie, I can recommend highly.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah.
The Panty Claws.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's very popular. Sounds Candy and Her Yams.
Oh!
Weenie Todd, which is based on a movie that hasn't even come out yet, but it's very entertaining. And lastly, That's Not a Wishbone, But Don't Stop Pulling. my new favorite, so you might want to check that out.
That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, happy holidays.
We rented The Grinch's 10 Inches last night. I don't know if you've seen that
one.
But that
too.
Was
good,
yeah.
Except it's green.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing. 10 inches of green.
Hey, everybody who is so offended by me, is David Alan Greer here yet, or is he not here yet?
Well, I am looking in the other room. I do not see a Negro.
Okay, all right. That's all I'm saying.
He's technically less than here. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, I got some more tickets to give away for Walk Hard. We just talked to John C. Reilly. He's a funny dude.
He is,
and seems like a charming fella. It's the kind of guy you want to hang out and have a beer with.
Very cool.
Do you ever go to funnierdie.com, which is the website that Will Ferrell and Adam McKay have put together? It's short comedy clips that you get to post up there, and then the internet audience gets to vote on whether they should stick around and move up the ladder, or they should be booted off the site because they're not funny, which is very a good way to do it, because a lot of stuff is not funny on the internet. There is a new segment on there with John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell, and Adam McKay called The Green Team. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
It is like a public service announcement with three guys who are the green team telling you how to be environmentally conscious.
And it just keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder. And by the end, they're like raping people and murdering guys. And they're just out of their heads. Most violently terroristic environmentalists ever in the history of the mankind.
Fantastic.
So go to funnierdie.com and check out the Green Team. I wet my pants, literally wet my pants. That's how funny it was. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bob Barker. You know him from The Price is Right, 84 years old today. Sheila E., singer and percussionist. She was one of Prince's protege. She is 48 years old today. Jennifer Connelly, one of our favorite actresses, is 37. And Rey Mysterio Jr., the wrestler, is 34 years old today. Are you big Rey Mysterio Jr. fan, Psycho?
Sexy Mexi, recognized.
That's what I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dennis Hoff is the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. He's going to be joining us later on in the hour. And a guy who I'm sure has spent a lot of time at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch is in our studio right now, ladies and gentlemen. The great comedian and actor David Alan Greer has joined us here at the World Famous
Theater. How dare you accuse me of Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, you've never paid for it, right, David? Because you're too cool.
Remember when he took? I'm paying for it right now. Remember when he took? I just got remarried, so I'm paying for it.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Do you guys like my sexy morning voice?
Did you really just get married, David?
Yeah, I did. I got married about 4 months ago.
No kidding.
We're having a baby very soon, in about a month.
Well, what are you doing marrying her then?
Call it love.
Yes. You are, and I don't pretend to know you that well. We're not like off-air friends or anything.
Who's
right?
Speaking?
This is Bean. Come on, David. I'm just saying you're the least likely guy I would ever have imagined to get remarried because you seem to enjoy being single so much, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it a lot. I still do. I mean, I enjoy being married.
Remember when you took the hooker to MTV Awards?
That was awesome.
Memories. I don't think my wife really knows about
that. Oh, sorry then.
No,
that didn't happen. I made
it. She does sleeping now.
Well, okay, good. It was my green suit, I remember, too. I just was cleaning out my closet.
That was the same night.
I sent it to the Smithsonian.
Well, it certainly can't be cleaned, I'll tell you that. There's no way to get that thing cleaned.
I told you I took it to the cleaners. They wouldn't.
How long were you married the first time around, the second time around, the third time around? What's the previous marital history?
In the joint the first time, buddy boy. I was married 7 years the first time.
And all right. That's pretty good for Hollywood.
Yeah, it is. And then 10 glorious, raucous, boyish, manish years of being single.
Right.
Okay.
I loved it. Well, I'm getting old. I mean, you can't be, you know, like, who's that
crazy
guy?
Can't be a player forever.
Right. Who's that crazy guy at the Laker game who wears the big pimp hat?
Oh, yeah.
And the patchwork.
Vic the Brick, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to go out like Vic the Brick.
No, no one does.
Look at Dag. He's still holding it down, baby.
No one does.
No, you know.
He's got the mutton chop.
I got to tell you. And I got the vibe from David in the last couple of years.
Well,
he kind of likes.
What?
What
does he like?
Special in your life.
I do, I do, I do.
He was a little lonely, I think.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Having a little bambina.
A girl.
That's exciting.
And you know what it is? You know, when you're having a girl, it's so different. I was going through my porn collection, and I said, I'm going to make a little pile for my baby doll. Yeah, you know,
that's nice.
You know, bring
that's
her
nice.
Into it. I bought
this
a little,
is a,
little liquor.
This
bottle,
your first,
you know,
little stripper pole.
That's nice.
Little tiny stripper pole.
Stripper pole. You know what I did? I took a baseball bat, shaved it down, just to get her started. You know, because they can't grip real tiny
great,
poles.
Great.
Yeah, bigger ones.
Is this that's your first nice. Kid?
Yeah, it is. At least first one I know of. Yes. Look out!
Yes. There you go.
Now you strike me as a guy who would be a hilarious dad. Like, really, really fun as a dad, I bet.
I think so. I hope so. Either that or else, you know, when, at least I don't know. I'm not a parent, but I know kids, if you're a parent, they a lot of times think you are not funny.
Oh, that's always the case.
I mean, you know, whatever you do,
that's
I'm
always
sure you, your kids are like, you know what, I hate dad radios because they're stupid. You know,
right. That's
yeah,
always
gonna
the case.
Go the other way.
It doesn't matter what you do, you're not cool to your kids.
No.
It's not possible.
Mm-mm.
He's going to be terrible when she gets older, too, because he knows guys are like him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You're going to have to lock her in.
Yeah.
Huh?
When she gets older,
I have a plan.
You have a plan.
Yeah.
Right, you know, we need to take a break, but we'll hear your plan when we get back.
It's foolproof.
David Alan Greer is here, Brea Improv, tomorrow through Sunday.
Yes.
And then he's got a New Year's Eve package, too, at the Irvine Improv that we'll tell you about.
Cool.
Coming up. David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer in the studio this morning here. He is going to be appearing at the Brea Improv starting tomorrow night through Sunday, 8:30, which means around 10 till 9 for Dave.
Oh,
two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Well.
and then Sunday night. You can get your tickets for under $25, by the way, at 714-482-0700 to see the great David Alan Greer on the stage.
Mm. Now, you were talking about having your wife's pregnant.
She's having my baby.
Yeah. It's going to be a girl.
Yes, it is.
The girl's going to grow up and be a teenager.
Davida.
And then, that's the name?
Yeah.
And then you have a plan to keep your little baby safe from other boys like you.
I do. She's going to be a lesbian. She really is going to be a lesbian.
Okay.
You know why?
That's what you're hoping for. How can you guarantee that?
Well, I have a little, I'm working on a little formula.
Formula?
Yeah, a little formula. Safe, though. It doesn't require me doing anything crazy.
Right.
But she's going to be a lesbian. That way I know she'll never be defiled. She'll always be my little girl.
Right.
You know?
But what if she's not a lesbian?
Well, then old Davey goes to the gun shop.
I try to go.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't think that far. I just want to make it past the birth.
Yeah, sir.
You know, and not pass out. A lot of my friends who were there in the birthing room, you know, they all went in hard. They're like, oh, my beer, man, I'm going to watch. And then, you know, if there's a first sign of blood, they pass out.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You know, I'm sure you've experienced that, Lisa, once a month. Oh, look out, bingo. Whoa.
You know
what? What I just gave you is a little a Brea.
And how much did you charge us for that?
Geez, $27.50.
Hey, they always give you the first one free. Come on. Dave, let me ask you this, yes. Because you are a notorious party boy in Hollywood.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. That's my point. What about the friend? Are there friends that you have that you've clubbed with and partied with and hung with and traveled with and been spur of the moment guy to go funny places with that now are kind of resentful that you're settled down and getting ready to welcome a baby? And they can't accept that you've grown up and moved on.
No, I mean a lot of us. You know, we're all getting older. As a matter of fact, I got married. Then one of my best friends got engaged. Then two other people. Everybody's kind of moving into that.
Dave's gone. We got to just move on.
Exactly. We've all are getting a little older. I just turned 63.
You're not 63.
And I said, look out. I want to be a Papa Bear.
Wow, black don't crack. You look fantastic for 63.
Yeah. You know, I was nervous because I was like, oh, I don't have a 20-year plan, you know, and my kid's like 22, 23. And then finally, I was up for nights going, I have to be the best parent. You know, how am I going to pull this off? And then I realized I'll be dead, you know.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it.
Pop the bottle of bourbon and kept on rolling. Yes.
That's a nice thought this time of year.
Absolutely. I just finished a pilot that I've been working on, this new show called The Chocolate News for Comedy Central.
The Chocolate News.
The Chocolate
News.
Need I go further?
Love it. Nope.
Need I go further? It is really going to be hilarious if this strike ever ends.
Yeah.
Perhaps people will see it.
Now, how far into the process were you? Did you already make the pilot?
You know what it was?
Now you're just on perma hold?
No. Oh, yeah. Exactly that. Yeah. Because we had been in, development hell for, a year. And finally, it was like, dude, you know, I just got married. I'm having a baby. Well, no, it's just we need about 14 more rewrites. Dude, you hear about the strike? There's Christmas. And as soon as they announced the strike, we pushed that script in at the last moment and pulled it off. So we're really
happy. You have the pilot, but nothing else.
Absolutely. No. Well, of course not. Yeah. I got the key. All I need is a car. Yeah. One of those moments.
Now, Dave, we mentioned you're going to be at the Brea Improv this week and people should go. But you're also going to be doing, you got a New Year's Eve week of gigs at the Irvine Improv. Yes. What do you do for New Year's Eve? I'm sure this isn't the first year you've been on stage for that big night.
It's been the first year in a while. You know, it's been a really long time since I performed on New Year's Eve.
I see a special New Year's Eve dinner show, so there's going to be dinner.
Yeah, what you want to do before New Year's Eve, I would say, is really probably the prime time. Because one time I performed with Jamie Foxx, and we were at a theater on New Year's Eve, and I closed the show, which was a wrong move. On New Year's Eve.
Oh, because it was after midnight?
After midnight? It was after New Year's Day.
Right.
It was 2 a.m. by the time.
Oh, ouch.
Y'all still ready to party? It was like... Yeah, so people are either too drunk or not drunk enough.
Right.
So you really got to gauge it.
So you'll wrap it up with a 10 count down to the new year and walk off.
I'll be in the limo and halfway home.
I like it.
Yes.
And that's the Irvine Improv, if you want to
go. Yeah, Irvine Improv.
I remember the time. I'll never forget that I spent numerous years with the Barry Manilow show on New Year's Eve. Dave, as did you, I'm sure. And Mr. Manilow counted down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody. And then left the stage. Lights came up. Show was over. And all of us in the audience were looking at our watches. It was about 8 minutes to 12.
You know what was strange about
this? So he had a party to go to backstage. He was having his own party. He didn't want to miss, so he counted us down early. When midnight finally came, I'm out in the parking lot looking for my car. That's how New Year's started for me at the show.
For being a Fanalow.
Yes. And did you notice? Mr. Manilow. Mr. Manilow.
Of course.
Well, I have a great deal of respect for Barry.
Okay.
That.
All right. I had a friend who worked for Mr. Jackson. Yeah.
Really?
And she was normal. And she would like send me these missives like by fax because they toured the world. Because that's the only way she could really tell me about stuff. She was like long lists. And it was like someone joining a cult. Like the first two or three weeks, we were joking about it. And by the time they got to Bhutan or something, she was like, Mr. Jackson's really wonderful. You know, stuff like you can't look at him, you can't this. And I was like, going, do you believe all those rumors? She was like, no, I don't really believe them. I was like, you have turned.
Yeah.
You have truly turned. She was turned out.
She believed him now?
Yes, she's come out of it slowly, but it took years.
Then sending in a rescue team to get her out.
Yes.
David Allegrier is here, Brea Improv this weekend, Irvine Improv New Year's Eve package. You want to stick around? So we're going to talk to a guy that you know very well, Dennis Hoff from HBO's Cat House. I'm sure
he's the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Dave.
Right.
So we figured you guys would like to get reacquainted.
Person, is he?
No.
Good, because my wife's listening.
What? Yeah, I don't know this guy.
You don't know
who
him.
It is. The dog house?
Dennis.
Denny.
Cat House.
Cat.
That's the name of the HBO show.
Is it the animal PETA thing, that PETA show?
No. It's more hookers than anything else.
All right.
You know what those are?
Yeah, I do. I did see that episode when they were complaining about the old guys on Viagra. All they're like, it's not, you know, it's not funny. Like, what?
Too much work.
Yeah, just they will not get off of me. Then they show this guy in a double knit suit and he's like, who wants to party, girl? Come on.
He's been there for 14 hours straight.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll talk to Dennis off when we get back. Our friend David Allegrier in the studio with us here this morning. Kat Von D from the LA Inc. joins us just after 9. A very action packed program here today. What's that
it's
noise,
exciting.
Dave?
Exciting.
Cat because of Cat, I know,
yeah.
Dude. Speaking of hot chicks, by the way, we all know and love and watch the HBO show on the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, the Cat House show, mm-hmm. And we're very excited to welcome to the program Dennis Hoff. He is the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. It's 888-BUNNY-RANCH or bunnyranch.com. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, and I'm here with Brooke Taylor, a cute little blonde running around naked. She's on our TV show also.
Well, all right, then.
Hi, Brooke. Now, let's get the awkwardness, the uncomfortableness out of the way first. Thing. Dennis, when was the last time actor and comedian David Allegrier paid for sex at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch?
Well, I've heard stories about this guy, and I've heard that he also took a hooker to an award show.
That's correct.
You know what? The bunnies love these guys because, you know what, if they're not having sex, they want to be laughing, and he would be a guy that would be partying his brains out at the Bunny Ranch.
I agree. Do you have a David Allegrier room?
Can I confirm nor deny
that
David Allegrier has ever been to the Bunny Ranch.
If you have my room, it has ropes in it. That's all.
Well, you know, certainly we do have ropes, but David, the new thing now is not ropes. I'm going to get you into the new millennium. It's called sports sheets. Uh-oh. Sheets that strap down to the bed that have Velcro fasteners where you can put the girl wherever you want her.
Wow. Sports sheets.
I like that.
And Brooke, Brooke, who's in the, you guys are running a little late today, so Brooke and I have been working on research and development, new positions this morning.
That's great. Hands-on like that. That's real good.
Well,
now, Dennis, some of our audience doesn't have the HBO, unfortunately, and it's a bad choice if you don't have it. I understand some people can't afford it, whatever, but they haven't seen your show, and they would be shocked at what goes on at the Cat House. I think one of the great things about your show is it gives you the fly on the wall view of what really happens in there, and it's so different, I think, than most people's perceptions of what it's like in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I 5 years ago, I invited America into my house, my whole house. And they love it. The ratings, David will appreciate this. We are HBO's highest rated show now that the Sopranos are gone.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Gigantic ratings. Over 5
I give you applause.
Now, I'm looking at a sheet of paper that tells me on New Year's Eve, you are going to assemble some of your women and do a musical.
It's crazy. It used to be Dick Clark from Times Square. This is how things change. Now it's Big D from the Bunny Ranch. New Year's Midnight, and we're going to do a musical. These girls have been singing and dancing with all these instructors from L.A. and New York, and we're going to knock it out of the park. New Year's Eve. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be sex and a musical combined.
Wow.
Crazy. Where did the songs come from?
Hey, is there going to be tap dancing? Because I love tap dancing.
David, we're going to have you tap dancing in a thong.
Never!
Done. Done. I can speak for David. I say done.
I'll have you dancing with Brooke and while she's singing, and she could probably sing you a little bit of a song if you wanted this morning.
I want to hear it. Do you guys want
to
hear it?
Yeah, sure. Brooke, come here, baby.
Sure. Well, let's hear some of this.
What song? This is...
She's running from me.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
She's running from me. She's got to tune up her voice and all that.
Now, what kind of music are the girls going to be doing?
But we're going to be doing a lot of 42nd Street type stuff, and
so Broadway musical type.
Broadway
stuff.
It's a real serious musical. I mean, there's we spent 6 months working on this stuff. And,
wow!
It's going to be crazy. It's over the top. What HBO is thinking that this may be our highest rated show. They're thinking 7 to 8 million people are going to watch this on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Why did you imagine, Dennis, and I can't, you know, I give you credit, you're a very successful business fan, but why did you imagine that there's an audience out there who cares to see hookers sing?
Well, because our audience is across the board. It's the Gen Xers up to the 70-year-old ladies watching our show, because it's a little bit of sex education. It's a little bit of a soap opera. It's a documentary. It's a lot of different things. Like, you're going to see Brooke do the Sibian. And this crazed sex scene on the Sibian, and then it flips in. Then she goes into her musical, her song. You know,
aren't you officially taking their mouths away from where they should be? when you do that,
yeah,
with the musical,
yeah. You know
what I'm saying?
You know what? I think we should get David to the ranch. Let's give him a pass this morning for appearing on your show.
All right, no problem.
I got to talk to my honey bunny. Maybe I'll sneak out of the house.
Oh, they like couples.
We are very couples friendly.
You are. Accommodating. Yes, I like that. Let me ask you one thing. Do you have a daycare center? Because I'm going to need that. I'm going to need a nanny.
Do you have a daycare center? That's a pretty good question, by the way. I would imagine
It's right down the road. But you know what I think we're going to do? I know you guys are going on vacation. So how about if I set up a Kevin and Bean suite there at the ranch where you guys can come up off on your off time to party a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
All right, yes. Then. That sounds good.
I have one more question for you, Mr. Hoff. And
sure.
If you're just joining us, Dennis Hoff is on the line. He is the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. We're talking about Cat House, the musical on HBO New Year's Eve. We were talking about this earlier today. The girls that work for you seem to be having so much fun. What is it they like about being a hooker?
Well, I think it's the environment that we created. It's basically the Playboy Mansion, except you're making money, and it's fun. We've got people there catering to the girls, massage people, and just everything you can imagine. But it's a big party. It's like a dorm, except that the girls, instead of going out and getting drunk and having sex, they stay in and get drunk and have sex, and they wake up with a stack of hundreds the next morning, you know?
But
so it's fun.
There have to be times when that dude walks in, and they all go, oh, I'm not taking him. And they run for the hills.
Smelling McFeedy guy.
Yeah. Like our newsman. I mean, what happens when that guy walks in?
Those things do happen, and that's what the girls, they have a choice. They don't party with anybody they don't want to. They don't do anything they don't want to, and so that's the deal. So if it's that kind of a guy, then there always seems to be some type of a matchup. But if the girls don't want to party with them, they don't. We don't force the girls to do anything, and that's why you see these gorgeous, gorgeous girls. We've had over 600 porn stars there, numerous Playboy Playmates, Penthouse Pets, Hustler Centerfolds, and that's it, because they have a choice of what they do.
Let me ask you something, and this is a very serious question. David Alan Greer here. Have you ever had to pull one of the girls to the side because they think they're bigger than the show? You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course.
Wow.
And what happens is that's a good question, David. Mm-hmm. What happens is the show has made rock stars out of these girls.
Exactly.
And you know how it is. Your show, you guys had that internal stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I'm talking about, have you ever had a Kobe Bryant situation, but with a hoe? You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Pass the ball, honey.
Absolutely. And you know, the owner, Johnny Buss, is at the Bunny Ranch all the time. In fact, he and I had a joint birthday party this year at the ranch.
All right, then.
And, so yes, it does happen. And what you have to do is you have to tell them, look, it's not about you. It's
not about me. It's not about the Bunny Ranch. It's about the synergy that the three of us create.
I like that. You're a pimp, man. You're a pimp. Do you ever have to reprimand some of the girls, pull out the old pimp stick?
Well, the madam does that.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm the baton. I get to come in for the good times and laugh and giggle. And, you know, David, you would fit right in.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. It would. By the way, for folks, again, who have never seen the Cat House show, no one enjoys his job more than Dennis. He has a blast on the show, and how can you blame him? How could he not, right?
I'm surrounded by hot chicks that love sex.
Yeah,
right,
mean, it's the ultimate job, and we have 500 girls licensed with us.
500?
Over 500 now, and they fly in from all over the United States, and they come in like, we're going to L.A. today to hang out with some of the girls. There'll be six or eight of us there, David. If you want to hang out, give us a call.
They have a menu, too, that Alex printed out for me, and there's all kind of parties and dungeons and Asian wet room, and it's like you take out a menu, and you like...
The Afro-American comedians like the Neapolitan.
The Neapolitan. Now, what goes on there if you can say it on the radio?
Well, you can. And what that is a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead all in the same room together. Yeah. Naked.
I'd say everyone likes that.
We're trying to create a new race. That's what we're doing.
The master butt naked race.
I have one last question. Is there been a guy comes in and he demands a specific ethnicity that you just don't have? Would you lie to him, say, look, I'm looking for a Campuchian, and you have a Puerto Rican chick back there, and you just say, yeah, we
pass
have
her
one. How do you handle that?
Hell problem? Yes.
All right.
David, you know how we are. We want to be told what we want. If you want a midget lesbian Vietnam truck driver, we got it.
You have it. Okay.
You got one.
Okay. Oh, that's good, because that's exactly what I was looking for.
You know what? I knew that.
Yeah.
This is fascinating stuff. Dennis Hoff, owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. The show airs New Year's Eve on HBO. And if you want to check out the ranch, it's 888 Bunny Ranch or bunnyranch.com. Continued success to you in the new year, Dennis. We'll talk to you again, my friend.
If you got any listeners calling in and you want to give T-shirts, hats, robes, maybe even a booty pass if David doesn't take it, give it away today because it's Christmas.
All right, it is
Thanks
Christmas.
Thanks a lot,
no
man.
Business like hoe business.
Thank you, Dennis.
He is great. I'm going to take a shower. I'll be back. Right.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
I'm taking a couple days off this week, so let's talk about the movies coming out this weekend. What do you say?
All right.
We got three major movies going into wide
Hold on,
release.
Is David Allegra snoring already?
No,
what's going on there,
Dad? Licking my lips.
He's a little support. A little support for the white man.
I love this guy, and I want to ask you about all the black Christmas films. There's a dearth.
I was going to say.
Of urban Christmas
coming out this week. It's our second black Christmas movie of the season.
Really?
Usually, what do you get? One if you're lucky.
A one every two. You know how y'all do us.
Well, this Christmas has already been out, and that turned out to be a sizable hit.
Ooh. Then this weekend brings us The Perfect Holiday.
The Perfect Holiday.
Starring Gabrielle Union, Morris Chestnut.
She's amazing, by the way.
She is.
Queen Latifah's the narrator.
Yes.
Not as.
That girl's fat.
Charlie Murphy's got a gig. He's in this. Now the Chappelle, Chappelle's off the air. Charlie Murphy's back.
Good.
He plays Jay Jizzy in this movie.
Come again?
His character's name is Jay Jizzy.
No, you better didn't. You know, I think every black actor in SAG, I played Jay Jizzy.
Faison Love is Jamal, and Cat Williams is Delicious. In the
What language are you
that
speaking right
like
now?
That sounds like a menu. Like what we eating tonight. Jamal, Delicious, Jay Jizzy.
Tied up with Jay Jizzy.
Sounds like a menu at the Cat House.
This is not happening.
A young girl asking a department store Santa Claus for one Christmas wish, the perfect new husband for her divorced mother. Oh.
Wait a minute, you missed one.
James Earl Jones is Santa.
Wow.
Comedy ensues.
It's a heartwarming story for blacks both young and old. Please enjoy.
I think it's people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really? Let us know how that one is, David.
Yeah. Let us know.
It turned into a Klan meeting. He was like, for the colored people, young and old.
Well, as if Jay Jizzy is all we hoped it would be.
Don't you have to go see a movie just based on his name?
Jay Jizzy?
Yes.
I think I might have to.
Yes.
I
know I'm going
to
be there.
I'm hoping he gets the sequel all to himself. Jay Jizzy's Holiday, which I rented, I think, last week.
Wow, that's a great name.
Well, for the little ones, we got Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
Oh, don't get me started on this freaking Alvin
Jason
movie.
Lee commits further career suicide by starring as...
Why does he do all these bad projects?
After Underdog, he said, what can I do that's kid-related that's worse? Right. Hey, did they make a Chipmunks movie? I'm in. He plays Dave Seville, the manager of the Chipmunks, who come back making music and mischief.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, David Onagrier is laughing along, but he's going to be going to these movies in about 2 years.
Yeah.
That's true. You're bringing the little one.
I will.
You'll be watching Alvin and the Chipmunks over and over again at home.
I will. But you know what? The original Alvin and the Chipmunks were bad.
That's right.
They would always do bad stuff.
Things.
They're like they're juvenile delinquents. This, they're all cute. They look like gerbils or whatever.
Yes.
There's something wrong up in here. they need a chipmunk named what? Jay Jizzy.
Just to throw everything off.
The Chizzismunks.
See, if I directed that movie, the trailer would be like, who booted? Jay Jizzy, did you pull up in here? You know, that's funky, man. That's nice.
That I would go
Dave
to.
Dave Seville would have a habit trail in his butt. That's where the chipmunks would be sleeping at
this
night.
This Christmas.
Come on.
This Christmas, black chipmunks are coming to your house.
Oh, and why does this delight the Negro?
It's Jamal and the Chipmunks.
Jamal and the Rodents.
Here's a scene where Dave Seville, played by Jason Lee, is meeting the chipmunks for the first time.
Allow us to introduce ourselves. Hello, I'm Simon, the smart one. He's Alvin, the awesomest one.
And I'm Theodore.
Oh, nice to meet you. Now get out of my house.
But we talk.
Which only makes me want you out of my house that much more. It's creepy, unnatural, somewhat evil.
Oh, dear Lord.
Is he not allowed to say no?
Jason Lee, no.
To a project?
He's got some work furlough program. I think he did some time, and now he's got to just do these movies forever.
My Name is Earl is a great show.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
And it's got so much good karma coming off, no pun intended, from that show. It got so much goodwill with an audience. Why would you go and do Underdog and then Alvin and the Chipmunks?
I didn't know he was an Underdog.
Yeah, he was the voice of Underdog.
Hey, listen, you know, I work with Pauly Shore. I'm saying this, okay? You know, I was getting a divorce.
What are we talking about?
And, you know,
one of the stars of McHale's Navy we're talking to right now. You know what I'm saying?
Because the problem is when you do one really cheesy, that's like, you know, the girl in high school. You sleep with one dude and you're a hoe. So
sure.
Basically,
everybody's
yeah,
shot.
Pile drives on you. That you get every bad script and the money goes up and up.
Yeah.
Just say no. That's all I got to say.
Dag,
say
weren't
no.
you in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie too?
Silence.
Back to you,
Ralph. I'm sorry. You're breaking up. What?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah.
And lastly, I Am Legend. Will Smith stars as Robert Neville in this. This is the third time they've made this story into a movie, by
is
the
it?
Way. The original, not the original, but the second one, my personal favorite, was one with Charlton Heston called Omega Man.
Hmm. Oh, that's
you ever
right.
see that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. That was classic.
What, Omega Last Man on Earth? That's the...
Basic premise, yeah.
Basic premise?
A virus sweeps through the world and kills off the majority of people, and Will Smith is left to fend on his own in New York City. I got a chance to see this last night, and I can tell you, the first half of this movie is fantastic. I don't know how they shot it. But they have recreated a desolate New York City where he is just roaming through Times Square with weeds up to his waist and wild animals from the zoo that are bounding about. It's just fascinating.
Cool.
And then just the wheels come off in the second half. So.
It's kind of like, it's not it Castaway, but for black people. It's like black away.
That's right. That, you know. Has to be in the city.
Does
it's
he have
urban.
A friend? Did he like make a basketball a friend? Or
he's got
like
a dog. He's got a German Shepherd.
A pitbull?
German Shepherd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And,
he's a great actor, though, isn't he, David? Don't you think?
He's
a
good.
Terrific
he's
actor.
Good. I mean, like, I think he's a good actor. He's never, honestly, he's never blown me away. He's never blown me away, like, you know, cripple, one arm, you know.
Was it like Men in Black and stuff like that? That was great.
Men in Black was great, but he wasn't a great actor in it.
Okay.
I thought Ali was good. I didn't think he was great. I mean, I thought he was good.
And here's the thing. In this film, I felt the same way that David did. As you're watching this movie, it is basically him by himself
right.
for at least three quarters of the film. And
you have to be pretty amazing as an actor to hold an audience's attention and to really make yourself riveting because you're the only thing happening on screen.
Right.
I don't think Will Smith has that quality. Mm-hmm. He's entertaining, but he doesn't have that thing like a Tom Hanks or even a George Clooney might be able to do. You know,
or your Denzel Washington or your Denzel, Charlie Murphy.
Exactly. Charlie Murphy is Jay Jizzy. Yeah.
But you know what he does have?
I am Jay Jizzy. Now that would have been movie.
$80 billion.
That's true.
He does. He has a lot of money.
And he's a fellow Philly boy, so I can't mock too hard. But here's a clip where Will's character is recounting his day to his video journal. He keeps he talks to himself into a video journal so he doesn't go crazy.
Day 1001. Blood tests confirm that I remain immune to both the airborne and contact strains. Behavioral note. An infected male exposed himself to sunlight today. That was possible. Decreased brain function or growing scarcity of food is causing them to ignore their basic survival instincts. Typical human behavior is now entirely absent.
Well, the people the virus hasn't killed, it transforms others into sort of rabid zombies.
Oh, I didn't know it was zombies.
Who can only come out at night.
I love zombies.
Because they've lost all their skin pigment and their eyes don't dilate, so they literally burst into flame if they get into sunlight. So he can travel around during the day, but at night that's when they come out.
Oh, I see.
And it's pretty much them against Will. And the problem in this movie, this other problem I had with it, is all of these zombie-type human creatures are all done with CGI, computer effects.
Completely?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it looks like Will is being chased around by a bunch of golems from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
You're like, you get real involved, and then these creatures come out, and they look like some sort of video game. You're like, oh, that's not. Put an actor with some makeup in this thing. It'll be a little more scary. So,
did you guys know that Charlie Murphy actually screen tested for this?
I didn't know.
No. Yeah, in the character of Jay Jizzy.
Oh, is that really? Right?
Yeah. That would have been
day
great.
Two. I'm hungry as hell. Why the white women?
Yeah, it was a little different.
No, that would have been a much better movie.
That would have been funny.
That would have been a hit.
Yes, yeah, so this weekend, I guess I'm saying go see Perfect Holiday. Jay Jizzy, Jamal, and Delicious.
Come on.
What more do you need to know?
No,
that's
no
it.
That's
really?
It.
I am legend. A couple of small titles. Like The Kite Runner is opening this week and a couple smaller films, but that's it. That's
The Kite
it.
Runner is where that kid from where?
Afghanistan.
Yeah. Cornhold.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What? That's basically the movie.
That's the movie.
And it happens in the first 5 minutes, and it's like the rest of that hour.
What happened to you?
Oh, my God.
Red team going, ow, ow.
Hold on. Let me get you out.
Ow.
Oh, my gosh. You know
someone had one of those inflatable donuts. Ow.
I didn't know it had anything to do with that.
It's that movie.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, Lisa, that's the one Lisa's getting.
I read the book.
You're going to be there with your boyfriend. Can you imagine? Well, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But not on a Monday. Not at that time of day. I can't imagine. Ow. That's going to hurt.
Not with that guy.
Relax. Relax. Push out.
I need some white Zinfandel.
No.
Before that happens,
and a couple glasses of white Zin.
You need a box with a very big straw. You need an enema of white Zinfandel.
That's the movie Jay Jizzy should
have been in. That way. Gets you nice and clean. Are we done?
Yes.
I think so.
Please.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Turned into a freaking UN in here today. We got the black guy, David Alan Greer. Now the Mexican chick has joined us. Kat Von D is in here. What the hell's going on?
This is an artist.
Yes.
The Mexican chick.
Kat Von D from the wonderful L.A. Ink show on TLC and, of course, the L.A. Ink High Voltage Tattoo down on North La Brea. Kat, we haven't seen you in a couple months. How you been, sweetheart?
I've been good. We've been filming season two, so I've been super busy. But, like, other than that, I've been pretty good. I'm glad to be back.
You have a months-long waiting list at the tattoo place now?
I usually don't let it get past, like, 2 months, you know, because then I'll feel really super tied down. But
yeah. So you just cut off the line? I mean, at some point you just go, hey, I got to catch up. I can't.
Well, I do everything through email, so it's so much easier that way, you know?
Uh-huh. And because you have such talented artists that work there besides you, a lot of people, I imagine, approach the shop and they have a request. They have a specific person on the show that they want to do their work, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy because, like, you know, we'll film, like, all day, like, on weekdays. And so, like, the cast pretty much has, like, 2 days off, which is the weekends. And that's when we're, like, open to the public. So then I have, like, my night crew that comes in and people are like, where's Corey? Where's Hannah? And it's like, well, here's Mojo. You know what I mean? But Mojo's awesome. He's just not on the show, you know? So it's funny sometimes.
Dag, you got any tattoos?
I have one, but you know, for brothers, it looks like a big mole.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you tattoo black people like brown skin? You see my skin tone.
Yeah, no,
I call it a paper bag brown.
Yeah, sure.
What colors would really stand out on my skin?
Black and red look the best, mm-hmm, you know, and then yellows and blues are probably the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they don't show up, you mean, yellows and blue, those colors?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, like, your skin pigment, like, the darker it is, like, even if you get to, like, Latin or, like, more of, like, whatever, you know, it's, like, it's a concentrated amount of yellow, so, which is, I don't know, it's hard to explain, really.
It's like skywriting at night.
I find it fascinating. Kat, do you do scarification?
No, I'm not into that.
Branding?
You know what? I have, like, one ear piercing, and that was really gnarly for me. Like, I'm not into that stuff. Like,
That was a lot for you?
Oh, dude, it took an hour for me to even just, you know,
get up the courage?
Yep. Really?
I'm with you on that.
I hate the pain. And
you know,
it trips me out. Like people, like Pixie, one of the girls on the show, she has like her tongue split, and she has like these weird like spiral pieces of metal implanted in her wrist. And and then she's like, well, you know, we went to go get some laser tattoo removal done the other day, and she was like, you know, pretty much like bitching about like whatever, like, oh my God, it's going to hurt so bad. It's going to hurt. So I'm like, dude, you have your tongue split. You're crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
But
laser tattooing, does it really erase?
Removal?
Does it remove it like it's normal? Like there's no...
Yeah, it's if you go to a good place, it's pretty awesome, but it's not like... It doesn't do it in one session. Like, you sometimes have to go... Like, Pixie has to go back 12 times.
Wow. 12 times?
That's estimated, so it's like...
And you guys go get that done just because you run out of skin to tattoo and you want to start again?
I think for Pixie and I, we both started getting tattooed at such an early age. Like, we were 14 or 15, and, you know, what you like when you're 14 and 15 is not necessarily the same stuff you like when you're 18.
Right. What was your, like, first tattoo? When you were 14, you're like, this is awesome.
My first tattoo, it was an old English J for my first love ever, James.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
I was going to say your first love, old English. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Now it stands for Jesus.
An old English bottle.
No.
So Kevin, who's the guy you were talking about the other day that we know who gave up on his black flag tattoo because of the pain?
Dave Grohl.
But he did it himself. He was giving himself a black flag tattoo, and there's four bars in it. And he got to three. He's like, this hurts too much. I'm not going to do it anymore.
I love Dave.
Yeah, me too. But
he's the best. Hey, why? I may have asked you this last time you were in Cap, but forgive me if I'm repeating myself. But why are there so many incredibly famous and rich people? Oh, I don't know. Kobe Bryant comes to mind. Who have the most crappy tattoos ever? What's up with that?
It's like Anna Nicole Smith. You know, like I love Anna Nicole Smith. And like before she passed away, she got some portraits done of her kids, and it looked like gasoline was just splattered on her back. And I was like, you know, like I know. I think that just like maybe certain people aren't artistically inclined. And they just go to like any random tattoo shop on Hollywood, like, you know, and it's like, oh, I'll get this one.
But you would think if you have money and you want a tattoo, you would find the best and whatever.
I know.
Just doesn't work that way, huh?
Some of them get good tattoos, you know?
Sure.
They research the artists and everything, you know?
But Kobe, you can't watch a game without laughing out loud when he runs by because it just looks like his kids did it, you know? It's just awful.
Kat, has anybody ever asked you to do a tattoo where you just said, no, I can't do that?
On a part of a body?
Well, the image. Like,
oh,
when
yeah,
you came
time.
And look, baby, I just killed four people. Can you put the names and the dates?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of headstones? Images where you're just like, I can't?
Well, I mean, anything that goes against my morals, pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do anything racist or anything like, you know, like anything. What?
I was imagining someone coming in asking for
a racist tattoo, please.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A swastika, sure.
Yeah. And then
that was on Grey's Anatomy a couple weeks ago. A guy came in to the emergency room and he had a swastika, so he didn't want a black doctor to examine him because he was so embarrassed about the swastika on his stomach.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's like, I think as a tattooer, you want to, like, guide people. That's, like, part of our job and responsibility. It's like people come in, like, I've been dating this guy for, you know, 2 days, and I want to get his name on my
neck.
But
they never listen, do they?
Well,
tell them this is not going to work. It's the biggest mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I try.
It doesn't make any difference.
I try to guide them, and if they don't listen, it's like, all right, you can go somewhere else. Like, I'll sleep better at night, you know?
Yeah, I met a woman in Miami, black woman.
Okay, we can't say that as much.
Sorry.
Okay, it was a graphic penis. We get it. On her chest.
And I'm not talking about 2 inches.
No, huge.
Huge.
Yeah,
and
I've seen her. I've seen her.
The guy who introduced me said, "David, she's such a good girl." And I was like, really? "Ah, yeah,
that's crazy."
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Kat Von D is here, and she's going to try to set a Guinness World Record.
Yeah,
and we're going to tell you how you can be a part of it. We need to take a break.
Cool,
but we'll come right back. We'll tell you how you can be a part. L.A. Inc. is the show. New episodes start Tuesday, January 8th at 10 on TLC. Of course, that's all about the High Voltage Tattoo Parlor on North La Brea in West Hollywood. Kat Von B, the proprietor.
Yeah, I'm going to screw that up. He said North La Brea.
He did. David Alan Greer is here. Kat Von D from the L.A. Inc. show is in the studio. By the way, David, you're talking about getting you're married now, newlywed. You see a beautiful woman like Kat come
Thanks
in
a
here.
Lot. Thanks
don't
a lot,
you
Kat.
Go, what am I doing? I mean, look at her and tell me how you made the decision to get married.
No, I don't. You know what I do? I look at this woman. I say this is an artist. And I respect her, okay?
You weren't saying that off
the air. And plus, tattoos are gross.
Off the air, you were like, look at the cans. You know?
All right, Kat, tell us about the Guinness attempt. When is it? How do people get in on it?
Well, I was just saying, it's like I was hanging out with my sister back there. I'm like, oh, my God, it's on Friday.
This Friday.
And I just started getting butterflies in my stomach. Like, I pretty much, you know, I'm going to attempt to do the most tattoos done in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
Straight. Why?
Is it just you or your whole team?
Guinness is really strict about stuff. It's
we know. We tried to set two records.
I heard, yeah. You guys heard of the person who watched the most TV.
Yeah.
Twice we did that. He watched TV for like a week straight, and it didn't count because of some technicality.
How did he not go to sleep? Was it the speed?
Well, can you take breaks?
Speed?
They have to be within a certain...
Oh, yeah, no, dude, the breaks...
Like a five-minute break.
I'm allowed 5 minutes
and
every hour.
And they got a video rolling the whole time, all that
dude,
stuff?
Yeah, I'm I basically like have to hire, and I've hired most of them, like over 50 people, just to make it work. Like, I have to have two medics on hand in four-hour shift changes, two witnesses, a logger, some person who logs everything. Like, it's pretty gnarly.
Exactly the same as ours, yeah.
Yeah, and like, and then I got like all the rules for it. You know, like, every tattoo has to be a certain size, like 2¾ inches.
Sure.
Two color minimum. They have to approve the design, so that's why it can only do one design.
Well, what's the design?
The design is just a little LA.
Okay.
And I figured, you know, because it's like...
Good idea.
Without sounding like an infomercial, but you know, it's like, it's a good cause, you know, like all, like I'm not keeping any of the money and I'm aiming at 400. So like
400 people
yeah.
in 24 hours.
Yeah. So we did the math and that comes out to 2.6, one tattoo every 2.6 minutes.
Those
Whoa!
Are,
are you kidding?
By
wow.
hour
They're small 20, tattoos.
By hour 23, those are going to be good.
Yeah, well, I know. Those
I got
are the
a
ones
question.
I want.
But
seriously.
I got I a question. The Guinness World Book of Gangbangs, how many did that chick do?
500.
500,
that's
yeah.
Houston, 500.
That's impressive. Yep. That's
yeah.
impressive.
So how do people get to this? It's first come, first serve. They line up? What
yeah, I mean,
go
pretty much like, I'm going to start at noon sharp on Friday the 14th.
This Friday?
Yeah, this
noon.
Friday.
Okay.
And then it's going to end of sharp on noon the next day.
Okay.
So I pretty much just have it to where it's like, you know, first come, first serve. And I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm torn because, like, I'm scared that, like, what if people don't show up? And then what if too many people show up? Like, I don't know. I just want everything to go really smoothly.
Right.
What kind of drugs are you going to be doing to keep you perky?
I don't do drugs. And you know what? I stopped drinking.
I understand. Really?
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go. I'm out.
It's been
I'll
months.
See you guys. I'm out of here, man. Good seeing you.
I would like that brings up a story.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind telling if you don't mind if I tell it.
Go. I don't. I.
Oh no.
From
nothing
the LA invasion. When you were
oh
at the LA
God.
Invasion. What? No, what? Why is he? Well, he's waving me off. Can I not talk about that?
Go do it. Why? We can't talk about it?
Listen, I will if you don't mind.
I don't care. I don't care about anything
I'm
now.
I'm getting waved
Remember
off.
Last time
bring
we were
in,
like,
bring
no,
in
no,
mug.
No.
Bring in mug.
You could talk about
bring
it.
Bring in beer mug. Beer mug's our intern.
Okay.
And
wait, is it something I won't remember?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Beer mug, come over here.
Did
right,
I
grab this mic. Mic one right there. Tell us what happened at LA Invasion.
Oh my God.
Well, Kat.
New
was
intern.
I naked? I was not naked.
Oh, no, you weren't.
No,
naked.
I had a bikini top. I know that.
But
I had
even
a
better,
hat on.
Even better. You were in one of the rooms
uh-huh.
in the suites, and I was coming into. I was like on fan patrol, fan
yeah,
duty.
Yeah.
And I was coming in to bring some people in to meet you because I had seen
oh
you
God.
Walk in there. But
was I nice? Please
let
tell
him
me I was
tell
nice.
The story.
Oh my God, was
let
I mean?
Him tell
like,
it.
Oh, you're totally fine. You were
okay.
nice. You were
okay.
you know. But I brought him in, and there you were, on the floor. Shirt off.
Yeah.
With your hair covering each of your beautiful breastises.
Right.
Like the front of a pirate ship.
Yeah.
But out cold.
Out cold.
No way.
Cold.
No, I never
sound
get
asleep.
Out cold.
I was tired,
surrounded
probably.
By all your friends.
Yeah, we're partying.
They were partying. You were out cold.
I was on the floor with somebody else too. I think somebody was next to me.
It was your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Orvie and I were
yeah.
dating by then.
And I had a camera in my hand, but I couldn't do it to you.
You should have.
I couldn't.
Yeah! We were yelling at him yesterday.
How did you not take that picture?
Dude, I love that stuff.
How did your top end up coming off? Do you remember the party at all?
It was annoying her.
It's hot. Tequila makes you hot and lazy.
Here's what happened. She asked for a shot of tequila.
No, a bottle, but go ahead.
Well, and one of our people, Aisa, who we love, brought me like a couple of bottles.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then you were... out cold.
Cold. How long ago did you stop drinking?
I don't know drinking? If I was out, though, because I'm a beer trooper.
Mug?
I'm a trooper.
How long ago did you
he
stop
He drinks.
Drink?
He knows out cold.
Yeah,
Are you drunk right now? Because I used to be drunk right now.
I'm hungover.
No, I stopped drinking like...
that night?
No, I've lost count, but it's been several months.
Okay. All right, let me just make a picture. It's only going to be about 5 or 6 seconds. Kat, what are you thinking?
Well, I know.
The world needs you
S-faced.
That's right.
We need you loaded. And we need you doing that now.
I know. Well, no, you'll see in season two.
Okay.
Why, I guess.
Okay.
No, but you know what? No, it's like I just wanted to start working out again, you know, and...
You know why we call him Beer Mug?
Why?
Horrible tattoo of a beer mug on the top of his foot.
I love that.
Is that beautiful?
That's my favorite kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right on.
Look how crazy. I have vodka forever on my hand. I drank tequila. I don't even know what happened.
That's some Belvedere. That's good stuff right there.
Yes, sir.
David Alan Greer, grab that.
I like my martinis dirty, Cat. And I call a vodka Vicky. I put my Vicodin and vodka at 9 in the morning.
One more time, Cat. High voltage tattoo. Noon on Friday. Through noon on Saturday.
Yep.
Be a part of the Guinness World Record attempt.
Yep.
You get in LA anywhere they want, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can, it's anywhere you want.
Okay.
You know, it just has to be a certain size and it's the logo, but all the proceeds are going to
which charity? Say which charity.
It's for Vitamin Angels, but it's just a group of people they're trying to stop blindness in Africa. So it's like kids that, you know, need a certain drop in their eyes, and like I think some ridiculous small amount, like 25 cents, saves like 8 kids. So
yeah, it's crazy. I know. And $20 is all you're charging for this tattoo.
Yep,
and so you not only get a tattoo from you, you get to be part of a Guinness World Record.
Yep, that's right.
Wow. Pretty sweet.
This is great. All right, cool. So we'll announce that again on Friday as well, by the way.
Oh, man,
so
rule. That's awesome. It's going
to
be fun.
Friday to noon Saturday.
It's going to be so much fun.
And LA Inc. with new episodes premiering on Tuesday, January 8th at 10 o'clock on TLC. Sounds like a great, great season. Kat, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
David Alan Greer, thank you for coming in.
You,
of
Love
course, have
you.
many things going on. You are going to be on stage at the Witch Improv starting tomorrow night.
How dare you? It's the Brea Improv.
Brea Improv, that's right.
Get it
Thursday
together!
Thursday through Sunday, and then the Irvine Improv for the days leading up to New Year's Eve. Fantastic
to
see both of you.
And I may be in line at Cat's Joint to get my little L.A.
Oh,
is that a good idea?
So rad.
Yes, sir. Why don't I want my butt cheeks?
I love that.
I'm just saying. Stop being the Grinch.
I'm not
you just saying. He's just saying.
Because I'm not into the destruction of property.
Why do you hate the baby Jesus?
Baby
it's
Jesus
the Kevin Abid Show
never
on K-Rock.
Lit a firework. Not once.
106.7 character. We had to ask our celebrity guests, David Alan Greer and Kat Von D, both of whom we love. We had to ask them to step out because we don't want them to A, be party to this, B, lose an eye. But here's what's going on. This morning, Omar distributed Christmas gifts to those of us on the Kevin Abid Show before our vacation. And Kevin got a phenomenal gift from Omar that's some sort of... What is it? What kind of fireworks is it there, Kevin?
It's called
the Ass Blaster.
Jumping Jelly Beans. It says that it spurts out yellow, blue, purple, green, and red blobs.
That's what she said.
I don't know what that means.
Blobs can't be good. No matter what, if there are blobs of fire or if they're blobs of some sort of stickiness or whatever.
Is blob always a negative word to you?
Yes. There's no good blobs.
Okay,
I saw a movie about a blob once. It was very dangerous.
Not good. Mm.
So Kevin says he wants to light it in the studio here at K-Rock. Mike, of course, has his back. He's 100% behind him.
Sure.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Omar's
Ralph
in.
Doesn't think it's
King
a good idea.
King of Mexico's
idea.
In.
It's a horrible idea.
Lisa May's
out.
In.
I would
out.
Like to go on the record as saying I want nothing to do with this. I am not an. I
you
am
are not,
not
a winner.
I am not an accomplice in this.
He's
in
not
any
a pyromaniac,
way.
If that's what you mean.
Let me
say
play
that
the devil's
like
advocate here.
Thing.
No
you know,
good
Kevin,
will come from it. No good.
This
I guarantee
is a
let me play the devil's advocate fun. Here. What's the worst thing that can happen, Ralph?
The building could catch on fire.
Okay.
He's got a fire extinguisher.
He's got the fire extinguisher right there.
Fire extinguisher.
Right. First of all, you have no idea what kind of heat or flame this thing puts out.
You've
never
we don't.
Fired it before. And it's Dave working the fire extinguisher, by the way. May I remind you, if that's what you're relying on.
Sister Producer Alex, you're in.
I'm totally in.
Okay.
And we actually have
Omar,
some,
you're in. What?
Some
friends that are outside. They're on the red line if you'd like to talk to them.
What do you mean?
What do you mean friends?
Some friends that may have a
fire. I'm not talking any management.
Just pick up the phone! They may have a fire truck.
Well, that might be useful.
Friends with a fire truck?
Hello? What happened? How come I can't hear him? I picked it up over there. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is David Durant from LA City Fire Department.
Thank God. A voice of reason.
And you're saying go ahead and light the fireworks.
No way.
Thank you.
What could go wrong?
You're saying wait until you get here so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm right outside the door.
Wait a minute. You're outside K-Rock's door?
Outside K-Rock right now.
Okay, so let's say, for example, that we were to allow you into the studio to watch over the proceedings.
To supervise.
That would be...
Yeah, well, we have enough here to supervise, so...
But you can't be condoning this behavior, sir.
I didn't condone anything.
How about the front door?
What's he saying there?
What are the other firemen saying?
I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know if they're saying wait till they come in. So they can make sure we don't catch on.
I think that's what they're
trying to say without saying it, so that they don't get in trouble. But I think this is shaky all around.
I think there'll be
a strongly worded letter going to the mayor of Los Angeles.
Let me ask. Hold on a sec, guys. Let me ask David. David, you're a firefighter, right?
Yes, he is.
He can't hear. He can't hear us.
They're having trouble hearing it. Hey, Alex, let him in.
Beer Mug is on his way out.
Let him in. Bring him in here.
That would be better because they can't understand us. Sometimes. I was going to ask if they have any kind of experience with people lighting fireworks inside and what sorts of things happen when that's done.
I hope they're geared up. All right, you're not wearing nearly enough firefighting gear for this next 5 minutes.
More importantly.
I want to see your helmet. I want a hose on your shoulder.
Whatever. There are like six hot firefighters in the hallway right now. Listen, can we do this every day?
Yeah. Can this not be about your vagina for once, Alex?
Hey, dude.
What's going on?
So you'd say, look at this. This looks harmless, right?
Look at that.
I mean, come
as a fire that professional.
Sweet. I mean, it looks sweet.
It looks sweet.
He says it looks sweet.
Smokey Bear would be so disappointed in you right now.
Ask him if he has any experience with other people lighting off fireworks inside, Kevin.
Do you have any experience with people lighting off fireworks inside?
Yes.
And
what happens? It's always bad.
Harmless fun?
It's always bad.
Thank you. It's always bad.
What does he mean by bad?
Condone it? No.
But is it fun? A lot of times things are bad, but they're fun.
It's fun until someone gets
Are you guys trying to get
burned?
In trouble?
No, yeah, we're exactly. trying to get your okay so I don't get in trouble.
Wait. Clearly, you don't condone this. You're a man of safety. Yes. Safety first. But is it not a lot safer now that you guys are here?
Right.
Can you say that at least?
Yes.
Okay, done.
Okay.
We've got a guy with a fire right now.
No, you do not. Stop him.
I saved all of you.
He just saved our lives.
Mike, get out from
Thank
under the...
Thank you.
You pussy!
He literally... I had the match was lit.
You can get up.
The match was lit, and I had it right on the fuse, and a hand came and grabbed the firework out.
I can smell the sulfur.
And who was it?
It was our fireman.
Yes, thank God.
He's a bad person.
I was 100% lighting it.
Did you?
No, you're
the destroyer of fun.
Get out of here.
I was so close.
I'm going to pay double taxes this year because
that was so close.
The fire department is doing their job.
Hey, I thought this was fake, too.
No, it's real.
That's a real fireworks right there.
That's real fireworks and a real idiot over there on that side.
Can you smell the match? I had it on the fuse.
Yes, I can smell the match.
Wow.
You got lucky.
That's no good.
I got lucky because
Kevin.
You got lucky.
We all got lucky.
All right. Thank God there was a professional here. I only wish he had tackled you while he was grabbing you.
He scared me. I didn't see him coming, and all of a sudden, wham!
Good. He should have just kicked you right in the head with that fireman's boot.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Thank you to David and LA City Fire Department Engine 258 for stopping by and raining on our parade here today.
Oh, no problem.
I want to thank our other special guest, actor John C. Reilly. Go see Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. That opens up on Friday, December 21st. Of course, we told you about David Allen Greer at the Improv in Brea starting tomorrow night. Thanks to Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Catch their Cat House musical special on HBO New Year's Eve. And the beautiful Kat Von D. You ought to go to her website, by the way, and get the KatVonD.net to get all the information on how to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
She left. You
guys
missed her.
She was afraid.
Everybody ran. All right. Thanks, dude.
Is that it, Bean?
Cat's next.
Okay.
I guess we'll play some Great White next here in honor of what could have been today, right after this, of the world famous K-Rock.